Yes, sir.
How y'all sound? Y'all level decent?
We got pretty good, pretty good.
Crew Season Podcast, we back again. This is episode 137.
Ciento. 37.
One of them ones.
Este es episodio. Ciento. 37. Of the Crew Season Podcast. You feel me?
Like it, man. Kenny T is in the building. OT is in the building.
Don't check me. Check on your motherfucking kids.
Jesus Christ. They demonetized us that quick.
Damn, my man.
I have D2LAC, man. Welcome to another episode of Crew Season Podcast, man. How you fellas doing on this glorious night?
Good, man. Got some energy, some kind of way.
Are you guys in a partying mood? Or?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm always in a partying mood. Kenny not. Hello. There you go.
Oh, niggas want to mute me. All right. How y'all gonna mute me before the pod started?
It was older one said I asked him for a start. Older one gave it up. It was a conspiracy.
Nobody wanted to hit Kenny anyway. Don't even bother putting that trash ass CD out. We gonna cut the mic off before you get there.
That's some hate right there. That's some real hate.
We having technical difficulties. Every time he show up.
It's a coincidence.
Look, man, the streets waiting on that mixtape, Kenny. What's the progress of it, man?
Never worse.
Sinners wise. He told us for the part it was like 66% finished. He's got a couple touches to add to it. So
that's what I heard.
That's what I heard too.
Y'all heard wrong. Y'all making up stories, man.
It's like fictional
stuff. And I don't like it.
I don't like it. Well, today, man, we got some funny stuff to I don't know if it's funny. But we got some stuff to get into right out the gate, man.
Oh shit.
Recently, you know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of our people are basketball fans and things of that nature. Y'all familiar with the Golden State Warriors. Recently, Andrew Wiggins, who's a forward all-star for that team, has been missing. Mm. And, you know, everybody thought initially that, hey, it's got to be some kind of injury, like something. He's just trying to get right, you know, whatever, whatever. But the rumor mill is spinning. And apparently,
it is a rumor,
he's out for some personal reasons. And those personal reasons being, him and his girlfriend, you know, had a baby recently. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been taking care of the baby, you know, being an honorable guy, things of that nature.
He got two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so two babies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been taking care of the kids and things of that nature, you know, being an honorable guy. And then, you know, recently some news came out that the babies was not his. And not only were they not his, they were his best friend's babies.
It's all alleged.
By his girlfriend.
Come on, man.
It's all alleged.
So he's been dealing with that, and, you know, that's why they hadn't been able to get, well, he's out with a leg or he's out with a, they say, personal reasons. And allegedly those are what the reasons are. So I want to get y'all take on, you know, for one, is it right of him to miss that many games? For two, just the triflingness of the situation, man. Like, what's y'all thoughts when y'all heard the rumor mill start to spin?
So it is alleged. She came out, supposedly. They said she tweeted that she, like, couldn't believe people was making all these allegations about us and that it wasn't true. Mm. However, we'll still entertain it.
Right, as if it was. Did he ever respond to it?
I don't think he did. I don't think he's ever came out and said anything yet.
That tells me everything I need to know.
So, man. One, the first thing I thought about is that's exactly the reason why a lot of men should be able to have paternity tests
right
when that child is born. That's one of the main reasons, if that is the case. It ain't got nothing to do with trust.
It do.
However, I just want to make sure it's mine. Regardless, I just want to make sure if it's mine. And if it's mine, what is the issue, ladies? Mm. For those of you that don't want to do it, because I know it's some of y'all that don't want to do it. So if that is the case, what is the reason? If that's both of y'all's child, I don't get why it should be an issue to where that man should just get a DNA test just to. If you have, like women say all the time, when they want to go through your phone and all this other stuff, you don't have nothing to hide, well, why don't you just let me? Okay, well, let me. How about that? Let's go. Let's get this blood drawn. Let's swab this baby mouth. Go to Walgreens, whatever. Let's do it. Let's figure it out. I mean.
Boy, slick. That was a good one right there.
I'm just saying. This shit is important. And that would be like. They'll be like demoralized, you know. I can't put into words if I had a kid and I was raising a kid for years and years and then come to find out, one, that it's not mine,
mm-hmm.
and two, that it's by my best friend. I don't know, man.
You know, just
have to lock me up.
Yeah, that's tough sled. Lord have mercy.
That's just easy, and you just come back and hoop.
Right.
Like, that takes a lot of mental strain and just, that messes you all the way up.
That's tough.
All the way up.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's tough.
Not yours, and it's by your best friend. Like, that's almost like two people close to you dying in your family. Like, it's like that.
That's literally what it is.
That's what it is.
Because that's going to be the relationship from this point. Let's just be real here. I ain't got nothing to say. We ain't nothing to say to each other at that point. So, yeah, it's tough. Kenny, what was your thoughts on it when you heard the rumor mill spin?
I don't know. I can't really believe it because it's, you know, them allegation stuff, and people just want to create a headline, just have something to talk about because it's really been quiet lately.
Right.
But let's say it is true.
Mm.
It's messed up, and like Oda say, I think it should be mandatory whether the man wants it or not. only once in a night there should be a test done to see if the kid is really his or not. And then the man can choose to want to sign that birth certificate and still be the father of that child.
Mm.
Other than that, the fact that he's taken off for it, I mean, if the NBA allows it to happen, or his job, his employer, which is the Warriors, allowed it to happen, then so be it. It's not my decision. Mm-hmm. If we was in the, you know, where I work at, shit, hey, that ain't got nothing to do with us. Did anybody die? No.
I know, that's crazy.
So get to work.
Everybody not so understanding.
So, I mean.
Damn.
They understand, but shoot, hey, work still got to be done.
That's what I'm saying. But they not understanding. They won't let you have that time to grieve. You got to grieve.
Yeah, but the grieving is relative to who it is. Some people say, oh, I don't grieve for. They're going to give you, what, 6 months off to grieve? Somebody else might, oh, well, you need 3 months. Well, I need 6 months. Well, shoot, job just like, hey, we need to make some money.
Right.
Get here and work.
And I think it's even worse if it's a hole in the boat. Because let's be honest, the Warriors don't look like they did last year with him now, right? So the team is suffering from you being out.
That's a fact.
So that, I think, adds a totally different dynamic to it. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, it's, man, it's a rough situation because, again, personally, that's going to be eating at you. But I ain't never going away for real. So, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, bro, you got to suck that up. And I know it, man, that sounds so insensitive. But it is what it is, man. You got a job to do, a job that you're getting paid millions of dollars to do. You got to do what you got to do. Because there's a situation similar that happened with Tony Parker and Brent Berry and them back in the day for the Spurs. To where, you know, they found out that
Tony was a wild boy.
Right. He was smashing, I think, Brent Berry's baby moms.
Allegedly, it wasn't the only one, too. He had somebody else on the team, too, I think.
What? That's crazy. But, yeah, so he ended up getting up pregnant, things of that nature, and then, you know, it went left. Another one, Steve Nash, his kids as well. I don't know if it was a paternity thing, but I know one of the people was smashing his wife. And that's what led to them getting a divorce. One of the teammates on the team. But so it's just, you know, it's a lot of scandal and things of that nature going around. But at the end of the day, you still got a job to do. You got to show up and get that job done, especially if the team losing. So, but in terms of mandatory paternity tests, I think it should be. You know, we was recently watching a panel, salute to Just Pearly Things and MTR and Melanie King. They was having a discussion about that. Melanie King says she knows somebody that works at a hospital. And she said that, you know, a lot of times in 40% of the paternity tests, the dad don't be the real dad.
That's a high-ass number.
Right. That's what I said when I first seen
it. God damn.
Yeah, she was saying that, like, it was two employees that stamped it, and one of them quit the place because it was too much trauma. He was having to kind of counsel the dads when he had to break that news to them. Like, hey, you're not the father of this kid, you know. That's, and they said a lot of times they find out either on the deathbed or a situation where, like, a transplant needs to be had and the baby's blood type don't match the dad's blood type. So it's a lot of that going on. But she say, yeah, at that spot specifically, at that hospital, 40% of the kids was not signed up to the right father. So with that being the case, I agree. I think the baby shouldn't leave the hospital until it's verified who the parents are, however long that takes. Because, you know, people say, oh, DNA tests take a long time, whatever, whatever. Cool. The baby should not leave the hospital until they know who the parents are. Should not be checked out.
They only know DNA tests for child support, right?
Hell yeah, they do.
DNA for child support?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, B.
Yeah, again, like, whether the dad signed a birth certificate and things are, like, it's a bunch of different variables in there. But let's say that a woman accused me of something of being a dad. Hell yeah, we gotta take a paternity test. Matter of fact, I'm obligated by law. Even if I say, man, I never slept with that girl ever. If she bring the accusation, I'm obligated by law to go take the test. That's a fact. So, yeah, you know, it's a whole bunch of variances, a lot of loopholes and stuff. But I think all of that could be eliminated if we did that right there at the hospital. That way, we don't leave a choice in nobody's hands. It's like, no, this is what it is. If the mom and daddy is there, we're going to get the test done right here on the spot. Soon as the baby is born, boop, running the test. I think that should be mandatory, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that it's not leads to a lot of these type of situations. Because a lot, you know, especially when the kid real young, you can't really tell in terms of looking at them if that's really the kid or not. Now, as they get older, the features start coming in. You're like, wait a minute. this don't look right. But you know how they say, like, certain features skip a generation. Mm-hmm. So the kid might have a different color eyes or something, and you think, well, damn, that ain't my, but you know, his grandpa might have had different color eyes.
That's true. That's true.
So it's hard to tell a lot of times unless you really go do that. But most people are not going to do that for that very reason you were speaking about earlier, trust. It's like, why do you need to go get the test done for? Like, we've been together. You're the only one I've been, And that kind of, you know, messes with people's head.
Trying to guilt trip them.
Of course.
You know, you right, babe. You know,
right.
You ain't been wilding.
And then you look up 4 years later and you got to take a leave of absence from the team because your homie is the baby daddy. So, yeah, tough situation all the way around. Prayers to all parties involved. Well, prayers to Andrew Wiggins and the kids. I ain't praying for her if this is true.
If it's true.
And the homie, that nigga crazy. Ass whoopings should be handed out on site just off principle alone. That's just real. But that's me. We're going to keep it pushing. Speaking of kids calling another man daddy, it was a clip in which a guy kind of took offense to even the notion that another man called his kid dad. We're going to play the clip, get a little bit of context.
Their father's involved half the time. They call me pops.
Personally.
Go ahead, drop it on me. Give it here.
Right? Like, yeah. I think that it's important for you to play a very significant role in them children's lives, 1,000%. We are aligned in that.
All right.
But for my kids to call another man
pop,
any iteration of father or daddy.
What? Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, let me get it.
Issue with that. I think that there are other, I had a stepfather growing up, his name was Marion. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he was never, he was never my dad. He was never my pops. Even though my father was a wild boy, like, I never could refer to that man as anything other than my stepfather.
Why?
Because it's just a level of, it's a line of respect for me.
Okay.
I just, now I
tell
wouldn't
me,
cross
now tell me this much. You a man, you got kids, right?
Facts.
If your kid, because you said their mom lives in New York, right?
Facts.
They out there. Your son's in trouble. You can't get there. You're going to expect that man to be there like you, right?
1,000%.
You're going to want him to take care of your kid like you, right?
Still not pops.
But you don't want him to have the same respect.
No. We're not talking about respect. We're talking about title.
No.
Titles matter. Just like in corporate America, titles matter. And it'll dictate your pay rate. So, too, in the household, do titles matter? I can't have my son call another man pops, especially when I'm an active, like, very active father.
Their father felt this way. When we had the conversation,
damn, Skip,
he was like, no. Then I had to have a conversation with them about how it made me feel when we're out.
You
and people are like, oh, yeah, your son doing this and this. And they walk up and call me by my name.
You can get a nickname, bro.
See, bro. Their father's involved half the time. They call me Pops.
So thoughts on that, man?
My honest opinion, I see nothing wrong with it. I see nothing wrong with another kid calling somebody else Pops if that's how they feel. Because they like a father figure. Because plenty of times, especially with guys, like you go over to your boy house, something like that, you might call somebody else mama, mom. I see that all the time. You go kick it at your boy houses. What's up, mama? What's up? What you up to? Like, it's just like casual. And if somebody is a positive role model and they are showing all leadership qualities and they taking care of you, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Mm. I think part of that with him was a little bit of ego, which I definitely would understand. You know what I'm saying? And
A lot of ego.
But, I mean, you know, at first he said it's a respect thing. I'm like, okay, well, if it's respect, then you should earn that. You have the right to earn that title, in my opinion. Mm. So, I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Kenny?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong if I was in a situation where I was having to raise my son or my... Well, we're talking about a son, right? So my son and me and the mother were broken up and he had a stepfather in his environment. My son felt the way to where he would call the other stepfather pops or dad. That'll make me feel comfortable, my son being around that man.
Like, you trust him.
Like, because he calls me dad. So if he calls the other man dad, I think he gives him the same respect as I get and looks up to me as somebody that he can follow behind. Now, if it's like mandatory in the house or whenever you speak to him, you call him dad, like you making my son do that, and he's not showing no father figure qualities to my son, then that's when I have a problem.
I agree.
But if my son just out of his mouth is like, man, yeah, you know, I look at you as my dad, but I always also look at him as my dad because both of y'all give me good qualities in becoming a man in life, then yeah, well, you got to put your ego on the back burner. You know, if it's a level of respect, he respects that man just. You would want your son to respect that man that's in that household with him. Because, I mean, he feels safe around that man. So, I mean, just put your ego on the back burner. Don't. If that's how you feel, then you should just stay with that woman. Not have your man be your son be goddamn calling another man dad.
I feel it, though.
Yeah, I gotta disagree. Just be honest. And again, I think it's the fact that neither one of y'all have kids, so it's kind of hard. And again, I don't mean to disqualify you guys.
I am on half the side though.
Mm. Yeah, but so it's a little different.
From that lens.
Right now, and again, which I get because you speaking from that side. I've stepped in. I'm doing dad things. This, that, and the third. I deserve that respect. And again, I understand your perspective. But when you have a kid that's yours, uh-huh. that birth that has your name, your blood's running through their veins, and you doing everything that you're supposed to be doing as a father, that title daddy means something. Uh-huh. Like it means a lot. Like that's. Like that's your fulfillment as a dad. You see what I'm saying? My daughter, it's like I say all the time, when things happen or when anything she has a question about anything, she comes to me. Mm-hmm. And that shit means everything. And just to hit when I walk through the door, daddy, like that means something to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's my daughter. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm doing my job, I'm gonna feel a way if another man is getting that same type of acknowledgement because That's what that is. Like when you walk through the door, your daughter running, jumping in your arms, and again, you there day for day, changing diapers, you know, helping her with her homework.
You can't be there
reading
day for day if you sharing custody. So
no. But at one point you were.
But you're not.
Let's say hypothetically speaking, that first 5-6 years or something, you there for your daughter, y'all break up or whatever the case may be. The foundation has been laid by you as a dad
for the first 5-6 years,
right? Which are the most pivotal in a kid's life, right? So what I'm saying is this. I'm there for that foundation. You come through, pick it up, y'all together maybe 2-3 years, something like that. And again, he could be a stand-up guy coming in doing whatever he's supposed mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. But again, I laid that foundation. That's my blood running through my daughter's veins. You can give him a nickname. But dad, father, daddy, no.
Pops.
I'm not on board with that.
I think pops are cool. I feel what you're saying, though. But yeah. I think pops, I mean, it's like a...
I mean, so what are you doing? What you tell your son?
Call him by his first name, Steve.
No, call him.
You call that man Mr. Steve because I'm your dad.
No. You ain't got to call it. You Mr. Steve or whatever, a nickname, whatever. But daddy, dad, father, no. Now again, that's different if I'm not doing my job.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Then that brings about a different kind of dynamic.
Okay.
You can't demand respect if your ass is not present. Or you not doing what it is you're supposed to be doing. But just because me and the mama broke up, now I get my prestigious title shared. That shit is crazy to me. Well, but hypothetically speaking.
Well, hold on. You are sharing custody now. Mm-hmm. You are sharing the duties of a father now. Whether mm-hmm. you're not there 100% of the time. You're not. So you can't say you're doing all your duties because you're not there 100% of the time.
Right, but I'm not there 100% of the time, but my resources are.
Wait, so he doesn't have any resources in it?
No, he does, but his resources are not obligated to my kid. If my kid is living with the baby moms or whatever, I'm paying child support. I'm still in charge of paying for my kid.
Your little 388
real money 388 is it? It ain't it. No. So again,
no, man, we said this man is a stand up father,
right? Mm-hmm.
Whether you're paying child support or not, that's between you and the mother. But that kid is living in that man's household if he's a stand up father. He's obviously going to be living in that man's household, be eating that man's food, be underneath that man's lights, and he's helping doing everything a father should do, helping with his homework. He takes him to school, pick him up from school, takes him to football activities because, you know, you're not probably not going to be able to be there all the time.
Right.
But he's doing those things that step in and do that. Right. So I think he deserves the right to be able to be called dad if your kid wants to call this man pops or father or dad.
It's called stepfather and stepdad.
Right.
So I mean,
and again, I understand what you're saying. If I'm not paying child support, mm-hmm. but I'm paying child support, which means my money covers my child. Hypothetically speaking, my child not in that crib, he paying those bills to cover him and that woman. I'm in charge of taking care of my child. Fact is, regardless, if he's doing that out of the kindness of his heart, then that's just out of the kindness of his heart. But he's not obligated to pay for that kid if I'm active. That's the whole reason that we went to court and agreed on this $1,000 a month that I'm sending there. That $1,000 a month takes care of my child, which means that, it's your house, but my resources are there all the time. Whether it's my time, whether it's my money, whether it's my effort, whether it's my structure. Let's just be honest. You inherited my kid who's under my structure that I created. that I'm the foundation of, right? So again, that title is prestige behind that title, and you not sharing that title. I'm not sharing that title with no other nigga just because he just came in the picture and he's a great guy. That's nice. Mr. Steve, I appreciate everything you're doing. But we're going to have a fucking problem.
So the time limit is 2 to 3 years. We're not saying for, what if it's 10 years? Let's put it 10 years. Let's make it a good 10 years. He's been in this kid, your kid's life mm-hmm. since the age of 6.
Right.
So 16. He's giving him structure from the age from 6 to 16 now.
He's giving him partial structure.
And you're giving partial structure now.
Right. But the foundation is me plus the partial structure, which means I have more influence over the kid than he does. So we shouldn't have the same title. Mm-hmm. We have different input mm-hmm. in this situation.
Over time, you'll take a sway a little bit. He got 10 years now in the game.
If I'm, again, taking care of what I'm supposed to be taking care of, I got joint custody of my kid, mm-hmm. which means he's there half the time. He's with me half the time. I have the foundation on my side. He was not there at all. So let's equal out. This is not hard math, guys. We can pull out a calculator if you want to. I'm saying is this. Go ahead. I have more influence over my kid. Even if 10 years has passed, I still laid the foundation there. And throughout them 10 years, we mm-hmm. half and half. So total, mm-hmm. if you carry the one, I got more influence over the kid. We should not have the same title. Mm. And like I said, if I hear that that's going on, it's going to be a problem. That's just honest. And but, I'm respectful enough that if I run into, if I meet a new woman, whatever, mm-hmm. you're not calling her mama. That is not your mama. Hmm. Your mama is your mama. If she's active and she's taking care of her business, no.
So it's the actual name you have a problem with.
Hell yeah.
It could be something else similar, but just not dad, father, daddy.
Correct.
So it's,
that's all I'm saying.
You are doing mama things, but you're just not my mama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But happens
if,
all the time.
But if she says, hey, you're not my kid, you are just a person in this house. Is that okay?
That's valid. Because that's not your kid.
You would respect that out of a woman and say, hey, that's not my kid. She is just a woman, another girl in this house.
Would I respect her telling the truth? Yes, I'm gonna respect the truth at all times. I don't give a fuck who it's coming mm-hmm. from. The truth is the truth. That's not your kid. It's not. You're stepping in and you're doing something noble. Sure, salute to you for that. But again, if her mama's active in her life and taking care of her business, mm. no, you're not getting the same title. It's just like motherfuckers being at a corporate office or something. I started this company. I built the foundation. I'm the one got this motherfucker rolling and got us to be a Fortune 500. They take me down from CEO, bring somebody in. But again, I'm still on the board. I'm playing an active role in this bitch. And he the CEO now for the next 5 to 10 years. Sure, you deserve the respect. If you didn't tank the company, we still building. We still doing good. Sure. But I laid that foundation. We don't get the same prestige. We don't. Because again, you came when this motherfucker was already rolling already. But now, if you came and it was in rubbles.
But he still gets that's different. He still gets a CEO title.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I didn't even know it, but he still got CEO title.
But it'll say founder, such correct. And such.
Oh, okay.
CEO, founder. Such and
correct.
Such.
Correct.
So I see that.
That's all I'm saying. So again, that name means something. But that's mm-hmm. to me, that's just my perspective. But daddy, father, dad, it's a lot of weight on that.
Okay.
And black men already don't get the respect we deserve for being great fathers and mm-hmm. being great dads. So if you got a dude that's actually doing what he's supposed to be doing, all his child support payments on time, he picking his kid up when he's supposed to, weekends, holidays, whatever, however y'all got it set up, he there on the dot every time, no excuses, doing his job, to give somebody else his title is a bit disrespectful to me. That's just honest.
So I guess in many instances, though, you may want to, okay, are you going to have a conversation with the kid? Because what if the mom and the ex don't ever bring it up? So you have a daughter, y'all break up, you know, y'all break up or whatever. She start dating somebody else. Like, if she, on her own, ends up calling him pops or dad or something like that, you got to have a conversation with her. Would you say that man should be like, nah, you shouldn't be calling me that?
If I'm that man, I would say don't call me that. But it's not that man's responsibility. It's the mama's responsibility. Okay. Because kids don't do nothing on their own. Let's establish that. Kids are influential. It's your job to raise them. You sway them in one way or another. It may not be mm-hmm. directly, mm-hmm. but how you move and your influence, how you speak about their parent, how you speak about the new guy, all of these things play into their mind. So as a kid, then it's like, okay, well, you know, mom, you know, I feel like I should call him this because of just how the environment is being set. Mm-hmm. But it's your job as a parent to check that, hypothetically speaking. Again, if we split up, I got my daughter, mom didn't F or whatever, my daughter called her mom, I'm checking that immediately. Hmm. No, ma'am. No, Kenz, that's not your mom. You have a mother already.
So you shouldn't say, you should call her whatever you feel comfortable calling her.
Whatever, just not mama. Mommy. No.
What?
That's not it, bro. I'm just saying, but again, it's real easy for
Angela.
Y'all to say that, bro. But
Angela.
Y'all don't have kids.
Angela,
that's just real.
Angela,
can you take me to school?
Can you take?
Nah, you ain't gotta say Angela, Miss Angela. That's how much people call them motherfuckers like that all the time.
Miss Angela, can you take me to school?
That's it.
This is Miss Angela,
my stepmother.
But if your kid feel comfortable saying, "Hey, this is Miss Angela, my mom, my second mom, my mom."
Yeah, well, they say my second mom,
my mom. Cool.
This is my bonus dad.
Cool. That's part cool.
But when he, okay. But when she okay. addresses him, be like, "Hey, Dad."
But it can't be straight. I feel you. Okay, I'm with you.
That's
I'm with
all
you with
I'm
that.
Saying.
She can't, I'm with you. Damn. I'm here with you. She can't, I understand.
She can't say, "Hey, Dad," whenever no. they're out.
No,
that's wild.
No. Hey, Dad. Both of y'all turn around.
Exactly. That I'm have a problem. I'm have a problem. As just honest, I'm have a problem because I work too hard and I'm too exceptional of a dad to share my title with anybody. That's just real. Now again, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I gotta take that to the chin. I ain't paying child support. I ain't picking the kid up. And he's stepping up being exceptional. Mm-hmm. I gotta take that to the chin because okay. you're not performing like a dad's supposed to perform. But that's not gonna ever be me. I'm gonna be there on time. I'm gonna be there every fucking time. Whatever my kid need, they gonna have. Whatever child support payments required of me, it's gonna be paid early in excess. I'm doing my job. But just because I'm not in the house, I gotta share my title.
Yeah, because you in this Hell house, no. in this house
that
in my house,
house that my resources.
No, I'm paying for the house. Shit. That resources go to you as a kid. I'm paying for this house as a stand-up man. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about that child support money. This house still gonna be here regardless. I had it before you got here. I'm still gonna have it. But in my house, my rules. If you want to call me dad, that's fine. Mm. Your real dad ain't gonna come in and tell you what you should be calling me in my house.
Mm. And cool, then cool. Give me my kid then.
Nope, y'all got nope. joint custody.
Because, joint custody. And
joint custody.
And, you go up to court and say, hey, judge, hey, I want my kid because she's calling this other man dad. He's an exceptional man. He does everything a father should do. Whenever I can't be there or whenever I'm not there, he's there. Whenever she has a kid and we have the kid, I'm there. In my house, she wants to call me dad. I am comfortable with that. She's comfortable with that. Right. She come back to me saying...
He don't want to hear.
He don't want to hear.
He don't want to hear. But
get the hell up out of here.
But is it your house if my resources being contributed to it?
What? Who says your resources are being contributed to the house?
Nigga, I'm paying child support. That what the fuck you think that money
mean
going
that
go, to?
That don't mean that goes to the kids. Look. We have I'm in a situation.
Child support just going straight to the kid?
I'm in a situation with my family.
Going to the college fund.
Well, I'm going.
Because I'm taking care of this.
I'm in a situation with my family, right?
Got to be clear.
Child support gets paid to these kids. The child support goes back to the parents. Why? Because my people don't need it. If I don't need it, I don't care if you get child support or not. You can keep the measly $1,000 or whatever it is. I got it. I don't see it. It don't come to my account. It goes to the mother account.
Right.
Whatever you're doing, whatever y'all worked out, that's fine. But this is my house.
You still taking care of the bills.
I've been doing this since I got here. Yo, whatever she had, it didn't work. It didn't matter. I don't care about it. She does with that money what she does with that money.
Right.
But it don't come to my account, and I pay this stuff in this house.
Sure. But again, my resources contribute to the household. And what I mean by that is may not be the bill specifically, but again, that woman's going to be paying for something, vacations and things of that nature.
No.
Right? She in charge
I say,
of
no,
savings,
can,
things
no,
of that nature that's
no,
on bill,
no,
right?
No, no, no.
My money is
if
going towards
If it's a vacation,
that.
It's my money that's going towards vacation. Mm, let's be real.
Okay,
here.
That's your situation. I'm talking about most situations that child support money is going, mm-hmm. is being contributed to that house, and that's
I
the problem
know.
That niggas got with child support.
I don't
right
know.
Out the gate. If you meet a new guy, you got a new husband. What the fuck am I still paying child support if what you're saying is true? And again, we're not going to sit here and act like every dime of that money going toward the kid. It's not. Right? Come on, again. Fairy tales and shit like that. Exactly.
That's not my fault.
On your dime.
That's not my fault.
And
I'm not saying
it's
not my fault.
Even if he wasn't there, she was still going to use the money for something else. It's not going to the child either way. He didn't have a problem then.
It's going to the household.
No, it's going to nails. It's going to hair. We say that all the time, right?
It's going to whatever she want to spend it on.
Exactly.
And sometimes she going to spend that money on you.
That's not my fault. You should have
I never said it was. I'm saying my money is contributing to to that household dynamic. Mm. So again, if you feel that way, stop the child support and you pay for everything on that end.
It's gonna be a good poll.
I'm gonna say that's hell just no.
Exactly.
Poll. When so, I walk, when she walk in, she better be calling me dad or daddy like she was.
Yeah. Let me see the votes. That's a good poll. That's gonna be a good poll. Yeah,
but in summary, hell no. For me. But you know, salute to everybody. Get everybody running their situation different. Salute to y'all, man. Appreciate it.
Not in his house though.
I mean, he fucked up.
Yeah, what do you do? What if your kid say no? I'm gonna call him dad because he's my dad.
Then I'm.
What do you say to your kid?
I'm gonna have an issue.
Are you out?
Are you out?
What you mean out?
So you like oh, well, fuck it. You got to choose between me and him.
Nah, I would never say that. But again, I'm gonna voice my issues with it for sure.
I mean, whatever your voice just doesn't change the situation. She's still gonna do what she's gonna do.
Say, Dad, then it doesn't change. I love the both of y'all. He treats me, y'all treat me like equal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And y'all splitting times. So that's just what it is.
Right.
And but you saying it don't matter. You still gonna feel a way about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is, you know, again, which is what boils out. Is it right? Do I feel like it's right? No. Mm. I mean, see, you can't control nothing for real. You can raise your child property. They go out here and rob people for a living.
Yeah,
just,
sure.
It is what it is. But in terms of, am I going to be on board? I'm never going to be on board with that. That's just not realistic.
Yeah, that's for you, though. He's just a black and white dad like that. But if you say bonus in front of something like that, you cool with.
Cool.
Okay, I'm with you.
Cool. What if she comes you and say, this is my bonus dad?
Calls you?
Call me a bonus dad. Then at that point, I'm done. I'm checked out, man. Y'all figure that out. I'm single. I'm kidless, man.
Single kidless.
I'm kidless, man. Straight up. You got to be crazy, man.
You called him what? You called him
what? Oh, shit. Yeah,
we not doing that. All right.
My bonus, Dad.
Next one. Should people be compensated for dating? I think it was talking about women. Should women be compensated for
you
dating?
You just mad because you ain't my daddy.
You right. I'm kidless.
I'm going to call your mama. Call mama.
Something that y'all want to be compensated for? Like, you feel like you should, like, be compensated for?
Yeah, if I take y'all three times.
What you say?
Pussy.
So you feel entitled? I'm finna tell your ass up. You feel entitled.
What if you, even if it's three times?
No, I said earlier, I don't have a problem with the compensation. I said, don't tell me that. I won't tell you that. I won't say I took you out three times. You should fuck me.
What you gonna say?
Nothing. I'm usually gonna fuck after three times.
What if she don't?
Oh, you probably cooked.
You gonna leave? You gonna leave?
You fucking cooked.
That's messed up. That's kind of low key telling her. It's almost like an ultimatum.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
Yes, it is.
An ultimatum is when I give you one.
No, but you're not telling her.
You're not telling her.
But it's an ultimatum.
It's not an ultimatum. Ultimatum is when I get what I tell you. Look, one.
So because you didn't verbalize.
I'm not even making you. Making you choose. See, ultimatum is saying choose this or else.
That's what you're saying.
I'm saying you have the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
But if you choose not to give me some pussy.
But if you choose not to do that, now it's on me to make a. Now you made a decision.
You're gonna leave.
I know. You made a decision. Now I'm making a decision.
So it's an ultimatum.
See you later.
It's an ultimatum.
No, I'm not giving someone an ultimatum. Ultimatum is you're making right now. You have to choose. They don't even know they're an ultimatum.
They don't know it, but you know they're.
Oh, I don't give a fuck what you.
Look, you know what you're doing, right?
What am I doing?
Playing with words again.
Mm-mm. Obligation to compensation.
Complications.
We're going on dates, man.
Regulation.
Regulation.
Determination.
To save the nation.
Relaxation.
Penetration. So what I'm saying is this.
Association.
Nah, don't move your hands.
Meditation.
Like don't move your hands like that.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't move your hands like that. Going to hell on
damn, my head hurts.
Shit.
Okay, so he was saying, like, as a man feel like he should be compensated, man. He taking you out on dates, spending his money out by the third date. I need compensation. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Get it?
God damn, why you got to come to me?
How you feel? How you feel about that?
3 dates in.
3 dates in, and the end goal was to get sex, and it's obviously probably not going to happen, or it didn't happen in the time period that you thought it would happen, and you say, hey, I'm not going on another date. Cool, I'm not. Or is he saying, like, are you saying, like, hey, because that's a wordplay. It's like compensation. Like, he's telling her, hey, if you go on this fourth date, I'm getting some ass. Or is he saying, like, we went on 3 dates, she should be giving me ass?
Right.
She should be giving me ass by the third date.
And if she not, I'm out.
Oh, I think that's fine.
So would you feel like that's an ultimatum?
That's not an ultimatum.
What's the definition of ultimatum?
When you give somebody a choice to choose, it's either this or this.
Well, I don't think that's ultimatum. I thought a definition or ultimatum is like, hey, to go on this fourth date, you have to give me some ass.
Ultimatum is a final demand or statement of terms, the rejection of which will result in retaliation or breakdown in relations. A final demand or a statement.
Yeah, so if he didn't say that, he just didn't go on another date, then that's not an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. Unless he told her, hey, for us to go on this fourth date,
right,
you need to give me some ass.
Right.
Now, that's ultimatum. You either choose one or the other. He just said, hey, we went on three dates. Or he just was like, hey, we went on three dates, I ain't getting no ass, I'm gone. Mm. I ain't got to tell you that. No, you ain't know that. That's what he's saying.
Yep.
Is that right?
I mean, did y'all sit down and have a conversation like, hey, are you dating intentionally or are you just dating the scene or having fun? Or what are you doing?
Three dates, she could be using me to go out to eat. Is that right?
I know what the ultimatum is. If you say, hey, you want to hang out, and she says, hey, we can only go to a high-class restaurant or we ain't going to dinner, that's ultimatum. Now, I have to pick where we got to eat, and it better be high-class or we ain't going nowhere.
Ultimatum. Don't think we fucking tonight. That's an ultimatum. When she texts you that or call or y'all talk on the phone, that's an ultimatum. And you can decide whether you want to continue to date her or not. And guess what most men do? They do it because they be lying anyway.
But that ain't ultimatum.
I don't think that's ultimatum.
That's like that's like just setting ground rules. Yeah.
Right, ultimatum would be like, let's say, hey,
marry me or I'm leaving.
It was a Space Jam reach, but I was up there.
Now I feel it though. I respect the hustle, but that ain't what that is. The ultimatum is you gonna do this or there will be retaliation.
Before I sleep with you, you need to do X, Y, Z.
Is it ultimatum?
I think so. Before I give up sex, you have to do X, Y, and Z.
I don't know, because by definition, like the if you don't will result in retaliation. That's what makes it an ultimatum.
Or it said or end of. Or
breakdown in relations.
And that's the end of relations. If I don't do this, we won't be dating no more. That's the end of relations. Relationships.
So my account. That's the end of relations because your ass ain't getting no relations.
I feel what bro's saying at the end of the day. I don't necessarily feel like he giving an ultimatum. He just moving based on like feel. And based on, because let's be honest, by the third date, sex probably should be happening if it's going the way that it's supposed to go.
You're supposed to preserve yourself.
Right. No, which I get, but these women ain't doing that, so that's a moot point. What I'm saying is this, right, is that if we kicking it, we chopping it up, because it's a lot of conversation that happens before that first date, that first official date. Mm-hmm. Might have been a couple link-ups, but that's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is by the third official date, y'all got a decent amount of time, man. So In his mind, he feel like sex should be happening. But just like if he's supposed to give it up at the front in terms of the expectations, she's supposed to do the same. Hey, I'm holding out until whatever, or until I feel like it's serious, or until we in a committed relationship or whatever. Now, if she announced that, and you go about it anyway, thinking that you should be able to get different results, then you wrong in that case. But if she don't, and you just going with the flow and. By the third date, if it ain't happening, if you don't feel like the chemistry is there, getting up out of there, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I mean, this situation's just not moving how I thought it would move. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no harm, no foul. We on two different pages. Salute to you. I wish you the best. I don't feel like that's an ultimatum. I feel like that's just, hey, these are, what my standards are. Or these are what my rules are. But again, I also think it should be announced at the door, so it's not no confusion.
That's what I was just about to get into.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was going to ask, does that make it tricky? If nobody states their intentions, I think that makes it a lot of gray area.
For sure.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a fact.
Because that happens a lot of times. I think a lot of times people just, kind of infatuated with each other, either looks or just conversation, and they just, feeling up the vibes and seeing where it goes. And so from a man's, from his point of view, he's like, okay, yeah, we do have a few good vibes or whatever, but I'm expecting by this third day to knock this down.
But he already knew by then that his intentions weren't to be in a relationship, it was to have sex.
Correct.
Wait a minute.
What?
Okay, so
if you say by the third date he was expecting to knock it down,
but that don't mean he doesn't want a relationship.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But he ends it after the third date because he didn't knock it down.
So that means
he expected to have sex by the third date, which his intentions were to have sex regardless.
Or he feels like at this point you don't feel as strongly as I feel about you, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to keep this thing going if we ain't on the same page in terms of mutual interest. That's how he could be perceiving it. Now the likelihood of that, I feel like it's low. I feel like if he get about it every third date, I feel like he's trying to smash. But there could be a situation, because even with women that we have serious intentions for, we still don't have sex. Sex is still a priority.
Yeah.
But we just way more tolerant of time passing without us having it. But the expectation is still there.
Yeah, but if we're into something or we have a high interest in this woman, we're not going to end it by the third date because we didn't have sex. Because sex is not the only thing that's keeping us around.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, if we were really interested in this woman and we did expect to have sex, duh, the first day we wanted to have sex with her.
Of course.
But the vibe is just so powerful and we're just vibing like together and everything is right. By the third date, I'm not going to end that because we didn't have sex.
But here's the question, because ending it can be a bunch of different things, right? It could be, okay, I'm cold turkey. I don't want to talk to you. No contact, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Or it could be me just backing up off you a little bit and going to go see what my other options are. Because, again, I don't feel like the interest is mutual. We done been chopping it up. We done went on 3 official dates in public. Mm-hmm. We done probably kicked it at each other's crib or met up for whatever, just small things. Hey, pull up on me. I'm at this function. It'd been a lot of that type of situation going on. But by that, for a third date, again, men have expectations of sex. That's just real. And if the woman ain't established, hey, sex ain't happening until we in a committed situation, that's a different conversation. But if ain't nothing been established and we just going with the flow, and again, dating history matters, right? Because that's where the expectation comes from. If I done been messing with women or whatever, and the sex typically happens by the third, fourth date, whatever, he going to have those same expectations, even if he like her a lot or not. So at that point, it's like, again, I could choose to quote unquote end things or back up off you at that point, because I feel like, damn, we on day 3, 4, and we kicking it, we having a good time, but I don't feel like you as interested in me as I am in you, because you ain't set the boundary yet. So, again, in my head, I'm thinking we just going with the flow, but you got rules and, you know, 90-day rules and shit set up that I don't know about.
She could be, you know, I mean, she could be waiting just to see if he one of them, you know?
True.
She may have been ready for the fourth date, but now you done cut off on the third.
If it's a girl that you're that interested into, I don't think you would just fall back. I think you would have the conversation. Hey, you know, we going about this, you know, three, four dates in. What do you see in us going forward?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that I really like that, I'm not just going to say, well, you know what? She obviously not vibing with me like I'm vibing with her. I'm just going to back off. I'm going to ask the question, hey, what's going on? Where are we going from here on out?
Mm-hmm.
If we never had that conversation, I think that should be addressed. But, I mean, y'all have about valid points to it being done that way, I'm sure.
I think what he said too is, I think he going cold turkey. I don't think it's backing off.
Right. Yeah, okay, now that's a different situation. Because
I think he said off the roster. I think he said something like
that. Right.
You
done.
Yeah, now that's a different situation. My niggas say, I'm blocking your number. Yeah. I'm blocking you on social media.
Yeah,
you Now that's the, you know what I'm saying? That's a little bit egregious. But I mean, like I say, how it typically happens is a man kind of just falls back a little bit. Mm. Not calling you as much. Mm. Not texting you as much. Because again, I'm feeling like we here. You feeling like we not.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I don't really know how to play this. So because I'm confused, I mean, I'm going to back off. Instead, but again, like, most men even feel weird, like, sitting you down and like, asking for the sex. Because that's what it's going
to
feel like.
Three dates in, you were always going to at least try to make some type of move. Whether it be kissing or something. And if then it goes, hey, we not doing that, then y'all going to have that conversation when that happens. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, it's like.
Or you try. Let's just say that y'all had that conversation, and then she say, just not right now. Now it's just not a good time. But she ain't really stamped no boundaries. But it's not right now.
Well, that's your fault for not saying. Well, I mean, what's the boundaries? What's your time? What are we looking at here? Like, we had to have those honest conversations about sex because it's important in relationships. If you're doing a 90-day rule, or you just have something where, hey, I have to be for sure about having. I mean, because at the end of the day, you are judged by your pussy and how you manage it.
True.
So you have the right to express how you going to treat your vagina. It's not mine, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So having that conversation might be tough. But also the woman has to understand that he's just not there for sex. And you got to be able to communicate that, hey, I'm just not here for sex. But I need to understand where your boundaries at, so I don't cross this and move a certain way about that.
And again, I just want to put the disclaimer out there because, you know, a lot of women feel like just because a man is interested in sex heavily that he's not interested in you. And I feel like that's not fair. I think most men, 99.99967% want to have the sex with you as soon as possible.
Where did the 6-7 come from?
Because, again, you know, you can never be too sure. You can never be too sure. It's always one or two. What is it, 9 billion people on Earth? It's always one or two that might. But what I'm saying is this, is that it's a high likelihood that that man wants sex from you heavily, as early as possible. Yeah. And that don't mean that he likes you no less. So I'm saying that the man shouldn't be villainized because the third date and he bringing up or he's expressing the importance of sex to him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's all he's there for. That's all I'm saying. Because a lot of women feel like, man, if you bringing it up, damn, why are you so pressed? That's the only reason you here. Nah, he just really wants to have sex with you. And again, it's at that moment to where you establish your boundaries. Now, that's not saying, hey, I'm on a 90-day rule. Because again, you don't want to give your game plan away. Because that's gonna give a man a point on that ladder to climb up.
Nigga, check it off that calendar.
Right.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
Day 90, that nigga got a party.
He gonna plan a date on 91.
Right.
He gonna plan an extravagant date.
Right. So in... Say, I ain't taking no chance. I'm pulling out all stops.
He gonna wake it up with all kind of music.
Balloons, everything.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you need to establish like, hey... I'm moving intentional. I'm not out here just trying to have sex just cause. So when this thing gets to a serious, committed, exclusive fashion, then we can have that conversation. Mm. But as of right now, this is not exclusive. This is not serious. We just dating, we kicking it, and that's not what I'm on. I'm not that kind of girl. Mm-hmm. If you establish that, then it's like, all right, the boundaries are set. The man know what to, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I know what I'm signing up for. But if you're not saying those things and you just, not right now. I mean, I want to, but you know how chicks be doing. Y'all over there kicking it, watching movies. It's at a third. You make your move. She entertained the move for a little minute, and then wait. I don't. Not right now. It's just like don't get me wrong. Like you got that right, but that's confusing to a man. Why not just right there? Hey, just so we don't go no further, and there's no confusion.
Because it feels good to him.
Yeah.
Is it an ultimatum to say? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, because you'll be in situations where you doing some things.
Right.
You're not going all the way, but it's going to be some touching and kissing and rubbing, and a few pieces of clothing may come off. And then it's, no, I don't care. I think we should stop right here. It's
right.
Like, ooh, boy, I'm like, this. And I'm supposed to stop?
With no explanation. That's the problem, in my opinion.
But does she have to explain?
No, but what I'm saying is that if you want us to stay on the same page,
will
behoove you to tell the man why. Because if you don't, then he feel like, okay, well, she just playing games. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to back up out the spot. I ain't sure. She playing games. She ain't trying to tell me what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's that. And I ain't say you got to give the explanation right there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe the next day, hey, I know things got a little, you know, hectic last night. But look, this is my intention. The reason I don't want to do it is because I done ran into this situation before where it wasn't exclusive and blah, blah, blah. I just want to make sure that we headed towards the right path. Mm-hmm. I want to be exclusive. I want to be. So you giving the man, okay. You're right.
Ultimatum?
I am.
Make sure. No, it is. Well,
is it an ultimatum?
I can't
get these cheeks until I'm your girlfriend.
Ish.
Yes, that might be. Maybe now I'm thinking about it. According to definition. But again, the intent is not malicious. It's just I'm establishing my boundaries. I don't feel like establishing your boundaries is giving somebody an ultimate.
I do like you. I'm feeling you. I like what we have going.
Right.
I just don't want to mess things up.
Right.
I don't want to rush into it just a little too soon. I feel that.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dope topic, man. Next one, we're going to keep this thing going. Why buy the cow?
Well, you can get the milk for free. Gallons and gallons.
What about goat milk?
Oat milk, goat milk, throat milk. Don't matter.
Soy milk.
I'm showing up with a bowl of dry ass cereal whenever I feel like it.
Will give you water.
It's crazy.
Everything I need with this.
I think it's so dope that women get that advice. Men never get that. the don't do wifely things if he ain't put a ring on your finger. Yeah. That's not your job. Why would he buy the cow if the milk's for free? Like, absolutely, all these little colloquialisms, okay, little nuggets that just women get that men never get. Mm-hmm. Let me be the first. If you haven't heard it here, just like there are some things that should be reserved for when your wife, there's some things that should be reserved for your husband. God called for you to be a provider to your wife and your family. Do not let modern day culture and society fool you into thinking that it is your job to pay her bills, to pay her rent, to get her hair and nails done. Like, ooh, I mean,
they're gonna come for you.
You come for me, but I'm gonna keep it real because we always want to put that, nah, you ain't his wife. Don't be doing all that. But okay, you're not my wife. Why is it my job to do this and this and this for you? Now, if you want to be nice, right? If you are in a position where you're comfortable financially and you're in a position to do something nice and it's on your heart, like, I just want to get your nails done. Hey, babe, I thought about you. Cool. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but there is definitely something wrong with you putting that requirement on, yeah, a man who is not your husband to provide for you and do this, and making a man feel like he's less than because he can't do something for you that he's, it's not even his job to do. I ain't even putting a ring on your finger. I ain't even decided if you it for me. Why would I pay your bills? I think
Never Told Us podcast, man. Dope conversation. Salute to them.
I love it.
Why buy the cow? The milk is free. Oftentimes we hear that in terms of, you know, how men move when it comes to women, but oftentimes men have expectations of husband before it gets to husband. It's in terms of paying bills and things of that nature, city girls and a lot of these women rappers and things of that nature, and the women who support them, Meg Thee Stallion, things of that nature. Like, I don't want to talk if a check ain't involved. If you ain't paying no bills, if you ain't doing this, if you ain't doing that. We can't even date until that's the case. But just like in the scenario that we was just talking about before this, if the man wants the sex, like, whoa, sex? We ain't even committed yet. We ain't even together. So how on one end is it understood, and on the other end it's crucified?
One is to sell that pussy. The other end just to be a wife. Really, if you buy it, if you pay the house note and everything, you getting pussy. That's a requirement to get her pussy, not the requirement for her to be your wife. Mm. That's requirement for her to get, for you to get her pussy.
Because if you don't pay no bills, you ain't getting.
You ain't getting
no pussy. It's gonna be dry as hell desert.
It okay. So let me rephrase. Because let me ask y'all a question. I don't want y'all to give details.
Uh-oh.
Have y'all had sex with women without paying the bills?
I plead the fifth.
I bet you do. You want to speak to that? Have you had sex with women without paying the bills?
I speak to it.
Without paying the bills?
Without paying bills.
100%.
And again, that deep side tell me what I need to know. So let me add an extra layer. Have you had sex with very attractive women without paying the bills?
The rent? Paying rent?
Bills.
No, just a bill.
What bill?
Any bill.
No. Never.
I've never paid a bill unless she was my girlfriend.
Yes. She better not fix her mouth to ask me to pay for no bill.
That was a phone bill.
I think it's...
And I was back in... So.
It's a certain type of dude. I think women can sniff it, they smell it, and they know who to ask those type of questions to. Mm. If you come off as a trick, they're going to come at you that way. Mm. Or if you got a bunch of money, I would definitely see how they would, hey, you know, I'm struggling this month, you know. But I've never, ever.
I'm cheap as fuck, though, so maybe that might be why, too. But paying rent, paying your $1,500, $1,600 rent for another man to come beat you down in there?
Nope. Never.
Man, I need 30 days of that.
On demand.
That's only my woman.
That spot is my spot now for 30 days. For the next
dead ass. I'm changing the key locks and everything. It's mine.
The next 31 days, that's my spot too.
And when I ain't there, I got a nigga outside watching me.
Damn, shoot.
I got personal surveillance at that
point. $1,600. Shoot.
What?
I'll be messed up.
Got a ring camera.
No,
in the living room.
Never. I've only tricked on my woman. Like that.
Now, if you want to pay, if you want to, you know, pay for nails, I've done that. Pay for somebody nails. Right. Hey, have a good day, whatever.
But yes. Was it a requirement or did you just have to kind of see?
No, just somebody was talking. I've already hit anyway, but still.
Definitely have to kind of. It was a thank you. It was a thank you gift.
You did a great job.
You know what?
And I just want to commend you.
The only thing I've ever done as nice is whenever I do my Starbucks stuff.
Right. And they go overboard.
And that's for everybody.
Yeah, they be wilding on bro stuff. I be seeing some of that.
Hey, they bought. The other day they
I know who bought
they
it.
Bought, they bought a 3,000. You ever heard of a 3,000?
I never even heard. I didn't know what that size.
Never heard of that.
I thought Venti was the biggest size you can get.
I said, are you serious right now?
32 ounce.
They did, bro. Greasy.
And two Ventis.
Kitty said that was a big gulp.
Like a Route 44.
Niggas walking out with an igloo cooler.
Niggas brought coffee for the whole office.
So you gotta be kidding me.
Oh man.
But nah, yeah, it's just, it's only been kind of in my heart. Like, I mean, if it was some nail money, I just wanted to see how it looked. Oh my god.
If I'm getting nail money, the nail color need to be in what color I say.
You know what I'm saying?
Glow in
I'm
the
picking
dark
everything. Yeah. I'm picking it.
I'm trying to see, because when I send you the, I got the vision I got in mind, and then the use for the deals is different. That's it. But I agree, man. I think, you know, it's very unrealistic standards put on a man in that aspect, right? But say, for instance, because women could argue the same, right? It's like, oh, I gotta show you wifely duties before you can cuff me and things of that nature, right? But I think in that situation, it's more of a flash type of situation. You need to flash that you're capable of doing things. But a lot of women are demanding a man treat her like she's a wife consistently until they even are. You know what I'm saying? Like paying bills and paying rent and, you know, paying for nails again. And they're demanding. They aren't like, oh, okay, if they, you're finding the kindness of your heart, they demanding it. You see what I'm saying? Compared to the other way around. So, yeah, I don't believe in that. If a woman, hypothetically speaking, if I'm single tomorrow, a woman asks me to pay bills or something like that, I'm a laugh off the phone. That's gonna be one of the longest and heartiest laughs that I've ever had in life.
Hardiest
laugh. I'm trying to think of a term for it. Hardiest laughs that I've ever had in life. It's not happening, right? But once you my girl, there is no limit to what I do for you.
Mm-hmm. But don't make it a requirement.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, it was somebody speaking to that recently. 50 was talking about that. And mm-hmm. I'm going to try to find that clip. But he was saying, like, he feels like it's disrespectful when you ask me to buy you things mm-hmm. and you're not my woman. Mm-hmm. Because he said, like, my mindset coming in is if I like you, I'm going to do it anyway.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. You know what I'm saying?
But the fact that you, like, nah, asking me for $10,000. Or asking me to pay your rent. Okay, so you think I'm a sucker, which yep. is what 50 said.
Yep.
And so you think that I'm cut from that cost of what you could just, like, I'm a damn ATM machine that you ain't got to punch a code in for to get the money. Hell no. That's disrespectful. And the fact is, if a dude like you for real, you wouldn't even have to ask for that. He gonna offer that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of chicks be kind of messing up the game before they even get into the situation.
Then they going to say, close don't ask miles,
me to pay your rent.
Close mouth, don't get fed.
Right. Don't ask me to pay your rent. It ain't happening.
I put it on the simps, though. It's all the simps' fault.
Uh-oh.
All the simps they've tried to pay their way in, and they, oh, well, you know, I'll pay for this, pay for that. And now they expect a lot of niggas to do that.
Well, I mean, most of the time, if they pay for it, they got something back in return.
But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, most times, but sometimes.
But now they want the deposit up front and may not even give it to you. That's where we at today.
Sadly, it was a clip that was sent to us in regard to gender equality being a real thing. I'm going to play it. I want to get y'all take on how that conversation shit. Went, man. Gender equality.
My question is, if you believe in gender equality, don't you think you ought to split the bill on the first date?
No, because my main concern with gender equality is through, like, yes, in society, like, fixing that and through, like, the system. But, yeah, I don't. Oh, my God.
She could have actually defended herself in this view by saying that gender equality has nothing to do with gender roles. And she could have expressed that, really, if we're going based off of traditional feminism, what that means is equal value of both genders, that one is not above the other. They just simply serve different purposes and have different strengths and weaknesses and sort of function as a yin and yang towards each other. And with that being said, men have a particular strength as it pertains to protecting and providing. And what does one do on a first date but provide the money for the date to occur?
My question is, if you...
Gender equality. Is it a real thing?
What's the definition of gender equality?
Equality of gender.
Because she said gender equality has nothing to do with paying for the date. but providing.
Mm-hmm. She's basically
that's
saying,
the gender role. She
it was
said.
It was a guy that once broke that down in the analogy. He was like, he said, gender equality doesn't necessarily mean that men and women have the same obligation. Mm-hmm. Right. The example was, okay, 5 + 5 = 10. Mm-hmm. But 7 + 3 = 10 as well.
Sure does. Mm-hmm. 8 + 2 does.
8 + 2.
Yep, all that.
6 + 4. So, again, it's not necessarily saying that we have the same obligation. It's saying that, you know, again, we are different, mm-hmm. but what we bring to the relationship should be of the same value to one another. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But because each of us value different things, then that you know, kind of paves the way for us not to have to bring the same things mm-hmm. to the relationship. So in the essence of paying for a date, mm-hmm. women value that way more because they look for financial security in a man, mm-hmm. right? In comparison to the other way around, a man will appreciate if you pay for the date, sure. But that's not something that I'm going to, like, if she pays for the date, okay, yeah, this is my wife. Mm. Because most men don't really care about your money if he's in a decent enough financial position. And let's just be honest, women ain't dating men, seriously, who are not in a decent financial position. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't value that the same way. But the same way he may value, again, just your femininity. Kenny just spoke up last part about that in terms of, you know, I value my woman being a woman. I value her being feminine. I value her bringing, you know, intangible things to the table. That's what a man will appreciate. And if you're doing that at a high clip, and then he's providing what it is that she values, then y'all giving the same effort. Mm-hmm. So y'all are both, you know, equal, but different in terms of what it is that y'all bring and y'all mm-hmm. provide. Mm-hmm. So that's what he meant by that.
So according to Webster, like you said, it's a situation in which access to rights or opportunities is unaffected by gender. And one example was gender equality is when people of all genders have equal rights, responsibilities, and opportunities. Everybody is affected. Oh, never mind. I'll put it at that point. But yeah. Gender equality in the workforce means being paid the same salary for equal work regardless of gender.
Hmm. So, what's y'all thoughts? And again, we can zero it in on that specific situation that they was
for
talking
work.
About. Paying for the first day. Hmm. In terms of, because that's what he said. If you believe in gender equality, then why don't y'all pay for the first day? What would y'all have to say to that question?
And then she.
I don't know, because I'm stuck on the fact that gender equality for work is being paid for the same job, mm-hmm. no matter the gender. Mm-hmm. Or if we're both here on a date doing the same thing, shouldn't we both be paying for our sides, putting the same amount of work?
Mm-hmm. But again, we could, that would unbox Pandora, right? Because we could say, well, yeah, pay for the same situation, but again, we may have different jobs. And we could speak to the likelihood of a man getting this job in comparison to a woman getting this job.
Or could we say if we're in the, say, coal mining field and you have to dig and the man obviously is going to be able to dig deeper than the other woman.
Right.
But they still get paid the same.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's doing more work.
Mm-hmm. They still getting paid the same. Is that really gender equality or is that?
No, that is affirmative action. Mm-hmm. Which is messed up to say it that way mm-hmm. in terms of because
but they may not but they true. May not do equal work, but they're doing the same job. So just because your efficiency is different than mine, we're still doing the same job.
But we shouldn't be getting paid the same. Then my efficiency is higher than yours. I should be getting more because I am more efficient.
But certain jobs not based on efficiency. Right. Sadly,
right.
Well,
this is the job.
If I do less, then I could get fired.
Right.
If I get graded, if she gets graded higher than me, then she gets promoted.
Right.
Right. So mm-hmm. you are graded on your efficiency.
Not necessarily, because again, even with that, we're going to open Pandora's box in terms of how much personality and networking and brown nosing and shit like that factors mm-hmm. into it. Just because she got the promotion doesn't necessarily mean that she's more skilled or does more work than you. She just may be working the room or working mm-hmm. office better than you do. Mm-hmm. We see situations like that all the time. Mm-hmm. To where they've been a motherfucker there 10 years, he know everybody's job, like the back of their hand. He do exceptional work, but he's not going to those luncheons with the boss. Mm-hmm. He's not, you know, going to the Christmas party and the happy hours and thing. He going up, showing, doing his thing, and coming home. He don't want to have a social relationship. But you'll see somebody else come in there, been there 2 years, half-ass on the work, still do enough to where it's not noticeable.
But then again,
right, doing just enough, yeah, not less than to where I can raise red flags. But it's like I said, they in everybody's face. They building relationships. Hey, how you doing? Mm. How your kids doing? Hey, you going to fishing? I'll come with you. Let's go fish together. Let's depart. This, that, 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 mm-hmm, that. And that person to get the promotion. So relationships matter, sadly. And that's why, mm-hmm, I say, like, efficiency a lot of times just don't matter on certain jobs, even if, you know, even jobs like that. Or, you know, when we was working, you know, in a couple of jobs that maybe we've been working in the past, as long as you're there for your 8 hours and you're not doing below what's necessary, yep, you decent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can have somebody that's showing up to work an hour early. Don't matter. You're getting, yep, paid for eight. That's, I mean, it's, you know, we appreciate the dedication, but we're not paying you for 9 hours just because you showed up an hour early and you started your work early and you digging 50 feet down when the requirement is 25 and, mm-hmm, this person digging 27 down. Appreciate you, but that's not what the job said.
As long as
you mean the minimum. This position, $10 an hour. Mm-hmm. Just because you digging 50 feet, we ain't paying you 15.
Right. Overtime.
Sadly. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice if what you did, you know, equated to what your pay is, but that just ain't realistic, man. Mm. Just like at the grocery store, it's the same way. Cashiers, like, you got certain cashiers that's ringing them motherfucker in and out. They getting the groceries done. Boom, boom, boom. Mm. Long lines working their way through it. And you got other cashiers, you waiting in line 30 minutes. You like, God damn, what the fuck going on here?
Right.
They both getting paid the same $12.
Unless you're getting a job that's based off of commission and stuff like that.
Right.
Then that's off your skill set.
Right.
Because you would have to go get it, like those insurance claims and stuff like that people be closing out on. Like, a lot of them be getting paid off how much work they do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Car salesmen, same thing. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, I mean, fact is that men and women will never be equal. Mm-hmm. Never. Because we each have different strong suits. That's just what it is. You know, and for people to try to go against that or to try to claim that, which is why he kind of exposed her in terms of her ideology. Now, the girl on the back end came in and covered the situation and made it sound better. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that women don't want equality. Women want equality in spaces in which it's convenient for them, in terms of the pay, in terms of this, in terms of that. But just like in that situation Kenny gave, if he say, you know what, you can make just as much as the man. This man digging 50 feet down a day, I need you to dig 50 feet down. If you can dig 50 feet down a day, then you can get the same money he getting. Most women not signing up to do that job. And that's why coal mine is 99.9% men, mm-hmm, in that situation. But they'll complain about wages and different things like that. Are you willing to do the work that these men are doing at the clip in which they doing it? Or do you want affirmative action? Just because you're a minority in the field, then, mm-hmm, we're going to hire you to meet a quota. Or just because you're doing decent enough, bare minimum, over the average, then you want the same money that they getting just because you're a woman, or just because you're a minority, or just, mm-hmm, because you kind of have a handicap, mm-hmm, in that scenario. That's not fair. If you want equal pay, you got to be willing to put in equal effort in everything. Smooth said all the time, you can't come to the table and eat some of it off the plate. That ain't how that work. A man don't get that option. We don't get cut that type of slack like that in terms of our input in regard to the output that we get. So for you to come in and expect equal pay, but I ain't doing all of that. I ain't digging 50 feet down.
Especially when it comes to physical, it's large disparity. I mean, it's the reason why, like, well, I'm going to ask you a question, Kenny. For the military, were the PT tests the same for men and women, or were the women kind of graded on the curve a little bit?
Well, PT tests are not the same for men and women. They can't be the same. That's just not how life is.
And why? I don't know. And why, can you mind explaining?
She's a woman and I'm a man. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Because the physical attributes are extremely, I mean, it's the same thing with, like, personal training. You know what I'm saying? Like, women get graded off a certain scale. BMIs are based off a certain scale. It's totally different for men and women. Calorie intake to lose a certain amount of weight, women and men are totally different. You know what I'm saying? I can eat 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 more calories than a woman could because of how my body could take it. A woman can't do that. So it's just physical attributes too that, you know, hey, we just different. People got to accept that. And in some phases, you know, we benefit from and some we don't. But that's just, we have to live with that. Same thing with women. Women benefit a lot too. But in certain aspects of certain things, they just physically can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't their fault. You know what I'm saying? They're just born that way.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think it should boil down to who can do that specific task the best. They should be getting paid the most money. That's it. Just like that woman may not be able to dig a ditch that's 50 deep, but she may be able to design or set up the infrastructure
right.
that's going to, you know, have us clear this land in a timetable that's faster than
which is just as important.
Which is just as important. You see what I'm saying? So that's what that's what they mean by, you know, we're not the same, but we can be equal. But we got different strong suits.
Yeah. So when it comes down to the date situation.
Yeah.
Whoever asked.
Yeah. But I mean, even then though, let's say she asked. She said, hey, you know, we should go out. Now, this is a girl that you like. I ain't talking about a late night hype. We just smashing on or whatever. But this is a girl that you really like. And let's say y'all kicking it in the DMs or y'all texting or whatever. And she said, hey, you know, let's link up and do dinner Saturday. Most men in that situation, even if she offered to pay for it, he ain't going to let her do it. Because, again, I really like you, and I want to set the standard. I want to establish the fact that I can do what it is that you value most in a man. And that's provide for you. Now, after that, day 4, 5, 6, you want to offer, cool.
I was just about to say that.
Yep. I mean, that, but, you know, again, the requirement, first date especially, man got to set the tone. It could be a chick that he don't even like that. She could just be the homie. And we go out to lunch. To say Chipotle, something we working out or something. We met at the gym, we working out, we kicking it, that's the homie. Man, let's just go grab Cava or Chipotle. Man, ain't going to do that. You pull your card. I paid this $6.50 for this burrito. Most men just, hey man, here, man.
What if you're in Vegas and you have to
cut that? No. Should have hit the.
Damn.
Hey.
Right. Hilarious.
So I got a scenario.
Oh, y'all don't want to answer mine, huh? Oh,
no, okay. No comment. No comment.
I got a scenario. Okay.
That nigga insane.
A man asks a woman out on a date. They go to the restaurant. She orders her food. He eats chips and salsa.
Right.
Check comes. Who should pay?
Should is a funny term in this situation. Because should is so much ambiguity.
I know that word.
Okay. Just want to make sure I ain't lose you. I want to make sure I ain't lose you.
I really don't, but I'm just saying I know that word. I heard it before.
I heard it before. But yeah, I mean, it's so much ambiguity in terms of should. Mm-hmm. But I think even in that situation, if we're going to keep it real, a man ego not going to allow him to say, hey, I know you, what you paid for was $75. What I paid for was $10. You got my card for the $10. You pay for the $75. It's just the ego not going to allow that to happen if he really like her.
This was a date,
so he
right?
don't like her.
This was a date?
This was a date.
Who set up the date?
He did. He said,
so
he said,
I would like to take you out.
He said, no, he didn't say I'd like to take you out. He said, hey, we should go to dinner.
So he initiated saying, hey, we should go.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked the spot.
Right.
Yes. He picked the spot.
And he ordered chips and salsa at the spot.
He ordered. It came.
Damn, come on, man. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
The free chips and salsa. Oh, come on.
Free chips and salsa.
Come on, man.
And a water. Come on, man.
Come on, dog. That is insane. Could you imagine he's sitting there eating them chips and she orders shit? You want some?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy, dog.
These chips good, boy.
Chips and salsa. That's the name of the show.
Should he pay, in my opinion? No. Should he? No. Oh, yes, he should. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
My head fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Should he pay? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How I was raised? Yeah, I think he should pay. But is he obligated to pay? No.
I agree.
But my thing is, like, why even call on a date?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that? Maybe he just wanted to get a thought on it.
He wanted to see her in person. Yeah. wanted to see her out the house, wanted to see her dressed up a little bit.
He just wanted to conversate with her. He really wasn't hungry, but he thought food would lighten her up to eat. So
he ate before he came.
Yeah. He didn't want to bring it to his house because he didn't trust her.
Right.
He wanted to be in a comfortable atmosphere with a full belly.
The full belly.
The guy's on a date and they go eat before you get to-
together or separate.
Niggas say I just separate. Ate actually.
The fuck is that?
That is correct. But hey, we laughing, but there's dudes that do that.
I know. Sorry for y'all, ladies. I'm sorry you had to go through
something. He's not obligated to do it.
Hey. That's tough. But my thing is, that, why even ask? Just don't ask her out.
That's what I agree.
Well, why not ask her out?
Let's FaceTime. If I ask you out and I pick the restaurant, we go there. I don't eat a damn thing but the chips and salsa that they bring out.
What if he's like, "Hey, you have any allergies?" Yeah, I can't eat seafood or nothing. Well, let's go to a Mexican spot. I want to see you in person.
Right?
Would you mind going to a spot to eat?
Here's another take on that. It's certain cultures to where making somebody eat by themselves is rude.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful.
Well, he didn't make her eat by herself. He was eating the chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and fucking
what?
Salsa.
He ate it. He just ate chips and salsa. He just had
a little wine mixer.
Come on, man.
What?
You got Papacito's wild.
Hey, them chips and salsa good.
It do be good. Come on, man.
Oh, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, if I'm in a situation, and that's the situation, for one, I ain't going to no chips and salsa. But what I'm saying is, hypothetically speaking, just put me in that. I'm going to feel obligated to pay. I invited you out here. Yeah, I picked the spot.
No, I agree 1,000%.
Yes, I agree with that. But
they say it's a lot of men that like that, though.
Right. Does he have to pay? No.
Nah, right. He ain't got to do that. He ain't got to do nothing.
But he better be okay with when she say, hey. Nah, we ain't going nowhere.
Women have your own and just be ready to cut them off.
And that's the thing. It be dudes doing that and expecting sex after. What?
Don't be asking these women out if you ain't got no money, dog.
And that's why I say it goes back to my age-old statement. Broke men should not be dating.
What if he's not broke? He just don't want to pay.
That's worse. If you not, he ain't broke. He's just cheap. That's worse.
Mm.
I mean, at least in one of them, you got an excuse. You making the choice to eat chips and salsa while this woman is ordering real food at the table. Like, come on, fam. Come on, bro.
Oh, he liked this chips and salsa?
Nah,
what's
he don't
wrong with
like
eating chips and salsa? So now he's not man enough to eat because he need a whole meal.
Yeah, he ain't no man you eating chips and salsa.
What if he get a steak and only one piece?
Cool, you order a steak.
Oh, he wasn't hungry? Nah. So why'd you order the steak? Well, I didn't want to look like less of a man.
Right. Fam, if he invite that woman to a date and he eat chips and salsa and that's it, bro, he a goofy. Let's call it what it is, man.
He just like the chips and salsa.
Nah,
he a goofy.
He a goofy.
He just want some chips and salsa,
goofy, bro.
Eat your chips and salsa. Do what you gotta do. Don't force him to make you eat an enchilada.
Anybody that, y'all, and they ain't gonna never get no ass. Dude.
Just
ever.
Stare at her, eat her enchiladas.
Is it good, baby? Can I have a bite? Hey, if he asked for a bite.
Cut him off. You asked for a bite? Or he be waiting when she finish?
He asked for water cup and go get soda.
You gonna eat the rest of that? Yeah. He said you gonna eat the rest of
that. You want to have an enchilada left to wait to come try to get it?
You want to go box? Yeah, we want to go box. Nigga, what?
You can take it. No. You can box it up.
A nigga boxing up
if she was a real woman, she'll see he's down on hard times.
No,
he took the time out of his day to go eat with
her. That's the issue with today,
you know what I'm saying?
They'll be ready to get down and dirty with the
men.
He's just on his low right now.
Yeah.
But you got to be with him on his low to when he gets to his high.
But you're supposed to support her when she at her low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nigga boxing up a half an inch a lot. It's insane.
About 20 grains of rice.
He go back.
Scraping that motherfucker.
Yeah, licking the plate, licking the fork.
Man, get some money right, man. Don't go out like that, man. Get some money.
Please.
Right. All right, man. We gonna play. It was another situation. I can't date a woman who posts too much, man. Mm. Some of y'all be posting way too much. My boy Oda referenced this before.
Mm.
We're gonna speak to it a little bit. Hold on.
You must be following the pop.
I cannot date a chick.
Uh-huh.
That don't understand why she posts a picture every day of her body. Because you can't tell me why you post.
Mm-hmm.
what's the purpose of it?
Yes.
So I understand up front that if you can't tell me why you post a cute picture of yourself, even 5 days out the week,
mm-hmm.
if you can't explain it to me,
mm-hmm.
then I can't date you.
Mm.
The reason I say that is because there's some people that use social media as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sell a clothing line,
mm-hmm.
if you sell bikinis,
yes.
do your thing, boy.
Right.
Be great.
Right.
Make your coin.
Mm-hmm.
You have purpose.
Yes.
But if you have to post every day
mm-hmm.
a picture of your figure,
mm-hmm.
and so let's define it. You don't, you could be beautiful and not have to take a picture with your ass in the legs first. So if you do that,
mm-hmm.
and or if you don't got a fat ass, every time you take a selfie, I could see your crease,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
your vajayjay crease.
Yes.
If you can't answer me why, mm-hmm. and you don't sell swimming suits and or
mm-hmm.
women's clothing, then you're disqualified.
Ooh.
I cannot date a chick.
Man, showing off that moose knuckle.
Man, say you are disqualified. If you can't give an explanation as to why you got to show that body off every single day. There's 7 days in a week, you posting six up. Posting that body. He need explanations. Is he wrong for that statement or for that sentiment?
Been having the same amount of followers for 2, 3, 4 years.
Come on, don't do that.
And you posting your body every day.
Come on, do that.
What you doing it for?
Posting that body. Yourself? Posting that body getting 16
to
likes.
Get your attention, just like I got you now, nigga.
Mm.
Now what?
Who got who?
You in my DMs. Now what?
You crazy. Ain't nobody in that DM.
Why the hell are they talking right now? She obviously didn't reach out to him.
If they in the DMs, it's because you posting that figure and that ass, like he said.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see what it's about.
So don't ask the question. Why you posted?
But she gonna say she doing it for something else.
But he's saying,
is the answer gonna really matter?
But
you know why you there?
Context though. He's saying we dating right now. And you continue to want to post your body 5 to 6 days a week. And he said, I'm asking you why, and you ain't giving me a legitimate answer. You ain't got no business. You ain't selling no bikinis. You ain't got nothing going. You just want to show that body off.
Mm-hmm. Or print.
And he say, if that's the case, I'm out. Is he wrong for that sentiment?
Nope.
No. But he can't get mad about the situation because he already seen what she was doing beforehand.
Exactly.
If you want her Instagram, you see her whole Instagram the whole time.
That's very true.
You know if she's selling something. You know if she didn't tag this clothing line or that clothing line. You know why she's doing it.
Facts.
And you expect her to change whenever she get with you? Come on, dog.
Hey, right. I agree with that, but that's my only issue with it, man. A lot of y'all be knowing what y'all sign up for, bro. The same way we get on women for it. You met this man. He had a bunch of hoes. He was doing this thing. He wasn't with no sign of consistency, none of that. You get in a relationship. He still got a bunch of hoes, and he cheating on you, and he doing this, and he doing that. You knew what you signed up for. That man had, he was not intentional. He wasn't moving intentional when you met him, but you expect intentional on the back end. You can't have that expectation. And the same thing go for men. You met this woman. She was showing that body.
Mm-hmm. Body.
That body, y'all. And it's nice. It's nice. It got your attention. But she was doing that every day, every single day. And that wasn't a turnoff to you then. It shouldn't be a turnoff to you now. You know what you signing up for. That's who she is. She thirsty for that social media attention. You gave it to her. And then expect her to just flip a switch and be somebody totally different.
Because you're supposed to be all the attention she need.
But going back to what I said last part. You don't know till you know. So he might have been cool with it at first. But now you're my woman, so now I'm looking at you in a different light. I got a little, I'm a little more serious about you now. So now, yes, when we met, you was posting. I was cool with it. Do your thing, baby. But now we're a year in, and you still posting your body every single day.
But see, we got to ask you the question as to why are you seeing a woman posting her body that much in that light?
Hey, like they say, some men like that.
Clearly not.
You didn't nest it.
Yeah.
You like it. Now you liked it before, now you don't like it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's your fault.
No, I agree 1,000%.
Right. I know. But yeah, I'm just saying, but it's a lot of dudes do that, right? They'll get the girl, whether she a dancer, she got OnlyFans, she whatever. She's showing that body off. And she ain't got none of that. She just want to show that body. And you like that body.
This word body is
and that's what brought you.
Body.
That might be the title. But what I'm saying is this. Stop expecting people to just do a 180 just because you cuffed them. Mm-hmm. There's something in them that values that type of attention. Mm-hmm. And just be honest, your attention for them is never going to be enough to saturate that urge that they have.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Never.
That's why I stay away from it.
So, you know, again, them women is cool to play with. That's ain't saying that, hey, we can't kick it and have fun and have sex and things of that nature. But if you cuff a girl like that with serious intention and you expecting her to do a 180, I got beachfront property to sell you in Oklahoma. That's not happening. That's just honest.
And ladies, just be careful, man, because there's a bunch of weirdos out here. It's a bunch of weirdos. I be saying that and y'all don't want to listen. I'm trying to talk to y'all as a big brother, uncle, cousin, whoever, not male figure in y'all life that y'all ain't had. I'm trying to tell you, be careful what you post, because these incels will copy your picture and save it. Have it stored somewhere. They done got files and files of different types of women that they play with themselves with and all type of stuff. Upload them possibly on other sites and stuff. Yeah. You never know what they doing. So please be careful. Please.
It's a great way to wrap that up, man. On a note, we're going to get into advice column. Alrighty then, first one. This is from Kendra, no anonymous. She said no anonymous first sentence.
Good.
I like that.
Good.
She says, hey, it's Kendra. No anonymous stuff here and love the show. Appreciate all the advice on the podcast that's been given out. I've been watching you guys for a couple years and thoroughly enjoy the progress.
Appreciate you.
My question is, as a single 25-year-old woman with no kids and ready to be in a relationship, how do I particularly weed out a man who's ready for a relationship within my age group or 3 years up or 3 years down age-wise? I'm also aware I have standards of being courted since I'm dating intentionally for marriage. So she's 25 years old, and she's trying to figure out how to get the man in her age range. Well, not get the man. How to weed out the man in her age range from the man who actually moving with intention. Do we have any advice and things that she should look for in terms of to be able to weed those men who ain't about nothing out? Between 25, 28, and 22. 22 going to be rough. But 28.
I was about to say, yeah.
In that window, do y'all have any tips?
Definitely, you know, when y'all first have that date, ask their intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be all, I'm just, you know, going with the flow.
Especially if you're serious.
I'm having fun in the streets.
Unless you having fun.
I just got out of a relationship. Well, if he say, hey, I'm dating with intentions, I'm looking to be married. Okay, what's your next five-year goals? Your five-year goal. If it's not marriage in any of that five-year goal, there needs to be an X on that. It needs to be, hey, I plan on being married. Boom. That probably should be the first goal. I plan on being married, maybe settle down, have me a house, whatever, so and so. But marriage need to be inserted in that five-year goal plan.
Because
when a man is intentional on being serious about how he wants to be married, that's in there. It has to be done. It's a goal he has set. So I would say those things, how much attention or how much time he gives you out of his day. I think that should be one main thing. It shouldn't be you always having to hit him up. It shouldn't be every conversation is about sex and what your body looks like and all that type of stuff. He should be trying to get more deeper into who you are as a woman or as an individual, how you maintain relationships, how your past relationships go, how do you deal with these certain scenarios, how do you deal with your emotions. You know, it needs to be deep conversations like that.
Right.
Happening. And if they're not willing to, you know, talk about where they messed up in their past, that's cool. But if they're not willing to get any kind of information on who they are as a person or as a man, I'm gonna say
So as a 25-year-old, how should she needs help weeding them out,
yeah,
essentially. My opinion, especially since you're 25, obviously, you want a man who is able to provide. That's going to be one of the things, of course. You're going to want financial security. I mean, that's every woman. That's mm-hmm. just what it is. So my opinion, I definitely wouldn't date down to no 22, 23.
Right.
Maybe 24. Sorry for the young ones that's, you know, listen to it. But realistically, we're not at that financial level just yet.
Facts.
Now, there are some people who are working towards that. Don't get me wrong. But you already are on your path. You know, you seem like, did she say she had a career already or anything like that? But she's ready for marriage. So it seems like essentially she kind of has her foundation set.
Yep.
So you need to at least date a man that has a solid foundation. And that can, because even if you date up, it's men that's going to be 28, 29, 30. They're not going to be financially ready sometimes. True. They may not be relationship ready. It could be mentally they're not mature in that aspect. So the age doesn't necessarily matter. It's just about your intentions, well, their intentions when they're dating you. So similar to what Kenny said, just really vetting them from the beginning and seeing really what their intentions are. And I would just be patient. You can't, definitely don't try to rush things. You know, you want to ask the right questions and get to know them for who they are and not just, you know, the glitz and glamour and the shiny stuff, because people are going to show you their representative early. Mm-hmm. So if anything, you're going to need some, take some time to learn somebody. And I don't think you would really, really know at least to like after 3-4 months. Like you got to try to look at their habits, how they treat their family, how they treat their friends. I mean, it's a lot of different aspects about an individual that you really got to hone in on. So I would say just be patient. Just be patient and, you know, don't take for no nonsense. If you have your non-negotiables, stand on them early. Just first off, find out what they are. Write them down, you know. Your pros and cons, you know, what's a must go or must have, you know, you can kind of weigh them back and forth. Now, of course, the person that you choose may not have every single one, mm-hmm. but you do want somebody that will cover, you know, most of those aspects, and then y'all can grow from there. So that's be my opinion.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you weed men out by standing firm on what it is you say you want. Fact is that when you're dating a lot of men and y'all get to laying out what y'all want, we don't believe y'all. And the reason being is because the last 10 women who said that, we was able to get what we wanted from them without giving them what they say they want. So you got to stand on that. And I mean, be very, very specific when you explaining what it is that I require in a man. Just like we was talking about earlier, setting those boundaries. We not having sex until we in a serious situation. You know what I'm saying? We not moving in with each other until we engage. You know, all of that extracurricular, sometimey, different things like that, any inconsistency, like that, there will be no benefits when you're giving me inconsistency. These are what my requirements are. Can you meet them? Yes or no. Stand firm on that and don't bend for nobody. I don't care how good he look. I don't care how good the sex is. I don't care how much status he got, how much clout he got, how much money he got. Stand firm on what it is that you demand from a man that you intend to move forward with from in a serious fashion. Just like you said, your requirement is being courted. Express that to him. Mm-hmm. And if he don't know what courting is, explain it to him. And it's like a situation like, okay, well, you know, this is what it is. Are you going to climb up to the ladder and meet it or are you not? Yeah. And most men, I think that right there alone, just hearing the firmness and the seriousness in what you expressing to me, what it is that you demand in a man, that's going to weed out most men right out the gate. Because he's going to be like, okay, yeah, this is a little too much work in comparison to what I'm used to, or, you know, compared to like the goal that I'm trying to reach. This is a little too much. I'm a kind of fade back a little bit. Now, there are going to be, you know, one or two dudes who are going to still try to press it anyway. Mm-hmm. That just is what it is. But time going to weed them out.
Yep. And you got to double down on it, too.
I think you also got to ask him what his requirements in a woman are, too. I think you need to understand that as well. He might be doing everything that you need him to do, but when it comes down to y'all being serious, you not meeting his requirements as a woman.
Right.
It ain't going to work either. So
that's true.
I think you got to be able to, you know, if you see this person that you like him, and you got to understand what he actually requires in a woman, too.
Yeah, and for specifics, it's another thing. Don't lead a conversation in this, you know, ambiguity that he done said something, but you ain't really got nothing. I mean, he talked for 10 minutes, but I still don't really know what it is that he wants or what it is that he demands. No. When you say you want this, what does that mean? Give me a tangible example.
I want sex 4 times a night, 7 days a week.
Oh, my God.
4 times a night.
You can't do that. Say no. I can't. That ain't happening. I'm not the woman for you. And go ahead and leave it at that. Because somebody was doing that. Word. Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, Larsa.
Dog, can you imagine that? Scotty, 4 times a night, 7 days a week.
For 23 years.
Scotty, I think she might have been capping. I think she might have been capping.
Yeah, she might have been. But yeah, still, I mean, you got to stand with the other person once out of his woman as well. Yeah. See if you can put up with that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think, you know, the boys crushed it, man. But in summary, man, establish what it is that you demand, keyword demand in a man, and set up that rubric. And when you date men, see how they measure to that rubric. And if they don't measure to that rubric, get rid of them. Or, again, time will get rid of them. But don't bend on shit. And that's where a lot of women go wrong. They set the standards and then bend on them. And then wonder why this dude's still wasting my time and having sex with me and giving me everything that I said I didn't want, because you allowed it. You opened the door for it. Keep that door closed until he prove himself worthy of getting the key. Gonna keep this thing moving, man. Next one, this is from Elijah. Elijah sent us a video. Hold on, let me see. I don't know what this is about. Back off. Hopefully it's still up. I don't know. Oh, wait, this Paris. Hold tight. She's talking about passport bros. Hold on, let me see. I feel like we didn't cover this.
High commodity nowadays, so let's just go ahead and get straight into it. This is another case of black women not minding their business. Y'all didn't care about mail order brides until black men happened to make it popular, but of course you feel entitled to being a BBC commander when something no longer benefits you, although these are the same men that you said you didn't want, didn't need, and they are broke. I'm going to be honest, going overseas to travel frequently and live does not equate to broke. But then again, this just simply speaks to the delusion and hypocrisy of women. These men have been very clear in their message. They've said time and time again they want a wife, someone they can build with, start their family with, someone they can create a legacy with. What y'all heard was they wanted someone that they can control. Y'all minimize being a wife simply down to being a slave, even so much as telling those other women overseas that they're uneducated and practicing sex tourism. And in turn, a lot of y'all have took your degree and traded it in for OnlyFans profile. Nobody said anything when women were going to Dubai. We know why you were going. Nobody said anything when women were flying state to state getting flued out. We know what you were doing. Nobody said anything when Nigerian and Jamaican men needed green cards and y'all started falsifying marriage documents so you could drive your Range Rover with your red bottoms. Let's just call a spade. Y'all wanted the option to go back to these men after the man that you really wanted was done dragging you through the mud.
Woo! First off, man, salute to Paris, man. Queen troll. She be out here ruffling feathers everywhere, man. Salute to my dog. But y'all heard what she said, man. Like, the outrage with the passport bros does not add up, because if y'all say y'all don't want these men and it's incels doing it and things of that nature, then why is there so much of an emotional reaction when this movement is building the way that it is? Y'all want to speak to that?
I think the reaction is because they're downplaying a certain race of women while doing it. That's the whole downplay to it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to downplay this race, don't expect them not to come back and say, oh, this is why you're doing it then. You know what I'm saying? You can't go, oh, I'm going overseas because the black women over here in America don't know how to do nothing. They ain't this, they ain't that. What?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back at you saying you just broke, ugly ass so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, it is what it is. Now, if you just say, I'm just going overseas to find me a wife over there, cool, and then they start downplaying or talking about you, then that's different. But as the videos I've seen, it doesn't go that way.
Right.
It's more the women in America ain't shit. Specifically, a certain race of women in America ain't shit. They ain't doing this. They ain't doing that. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm going overseas to find me a real woman. Blah, and
But question, Kenny. I'm just hypothetically speaking. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to detour too much.
We pardon.
But what I'm going to ask you is this. Let's say that you was on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Or Twitter. And it was this just ugly ass chick, right? Mm-hmm. Overweight, out of shape, just terrible looking, things of that nature. And then she, you know, is tweeting about, man, I don't respect light skinned men. Ain't no real man. These men is feminine ass and this, that, and the third. And they ain't, you know, terrible fathers and just horrible, just men in general. When you scrolling past that, would that give you an emotional reaction after you double tap that Abby and see how she look?
In my head, yeah. I would say I would want to say something crazy to her, right. But it wasn't directed to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say my name specifically. Mm-hmm. But would I have a reaction to it? Yeah. Now, can I say how I react would be the same way another light-skinned man reacts? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. If he wants to say, well, he doesn't say her name, but has a post that says, hey, well, I don't like all fat so-and-so, blah, 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 about fat girls and out of shape and ugly women. I can't say he's wrong about that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just asked because My notion on it is that if I find these people to be undesirable, I don't give a damn what they say. It has nothing to do with me. Like, you would never have a chance with me. We would never be in the same room. We would never talk. We would never, like, you have zero chance of any type of an effect on my life. So what you say and what you do means nothing to me at all. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the part that's kind of confusing when it comes to that. And I think that a lot of women are, like, lying in terms of saying these men are undesirable and things of that nature because it has so much of an emotional reaction. Even if they are saying, well, yeah, it was American black women, it's terrible, they ain't this, they ain't that. But like, that's why I asked you the question. If it's coming from somebody that you just deem as that undesirable, what difference does it make? It'd be different if it's somebody that I liked saying it. It's like, yeah, whoa,
But I mean, it's just like we talk about red pill community.
Mm-hmm.
We say things about that community that they don't say towards us, but we don't like it. So we retaliate by saying certain things that, you know, affect them because it gives us, we have an emotional reaction to it.
Right.
You know, so I think how you would react to certain doesn't mean that's how everybody should react.
True.
You know, it's just like if, you know, a certain different race podcast start saying these black podcasters don't do certain this and that and that and start talking down on us. We gonna have a reaction to it, even though we don't care about them. We still gonna have a reaction to it because you speaking about my race. You speaking about me as a man. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like
which I get, but you saying that, like, even if you don't come out and publicly address it, that doesn't mean that everybody else, like, shouldn't feel obligated to do so, or they're wrong for feeling obligated to speak on it publicly.
Yes,
gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Because they put it on a public platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't want nobody to respond to it, then you would cut your comments off, cut your messages off, you know, whatever it is. That way you just post what you want to post without having anybody bother you.
Right.
But.
How do you feel about the quote-unquote hypocrisy that she was speaking to?
So I definitely get where she's coming from. My take on it, too, is, and we just pardon. We pardon God, though. From one aspect, if you think about some of the passport bros or, you know, whatever, those that are going overseas to find that woman, some of them are sharing their experiences that they've had with women.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not, some of them are talking down on women, but some of them are just saying, hey, I've had this woman. She was, you know, too aggressive with me. She never tried to respect me or da da da. I dated this woman. She only wanted me for my money. I dated this woman. She, you know, her needs were excessive. I dated this woman. And, you know, it's just like, you know, so they may have had bad experiences, not necessarily saying they were downing them, just saying this is what I experienced when I date them.
Right.
So I feel that going somewhere else maybe a little bit easier, maybe a little bit more manageable. Because honestly, we not the only ones that's doing it. When I say we, I mean black people. Black men aren't the only ones doing it. Other races were doing it way before us. We don't even have the money to go out there a lot of times. So it's been going on way, you know, prior to us. So, I mean, what she's saying is, I mean, I feel it. It's a lot of different caveats to it. I don't respect it, which my stance has been the whole time. As a man, if you simply going because you just can't get no play out here and you have to go over there to get some type of play or respect, I think that's weak to me. And because there are plenty of, we got all these women over here in the U.S. in the U.S. that you can talk to. Now, different races. I mean, whatever. It don't have to be your race necessarily. You can date outside your race. But does that mean all of them are the same?
Hey, man, I don't know. I might disagree with you on that, Otis.
What's up?
I don't know. If he's saying that he's going overseas because it's much easier for him to get play, and he's not downgrading the women that he left, the country that he left.
If it's simply for the sex,
or for marriage, he just says, hey, over here in America, it's harder for me to enjoy my time with women when I just want to have sex. And no, I can rather spend $300 to go to dinner in America. I can go to Thailand or Brazil and spend $10 and have a good time, go to dinner with another woman mm-hmm. who's maybe beautiful, maybe not as beautiful, but I still get the end result that I want. Mm-hmm. I think that should be fine. He didn't say these women are terrible, ugly, stupid, you know.
Right.
You know, downgrading them. Mm. He just said, hey, it's easier over here.
I feel that. It's,
and I have no problem with that. I think that's perfectly fine. But when you do it and say, hey, I'm over in Brazil because American women, they just ain't shit. They won't take this from you. They won't do that from you. And, you know, it's just downplaying, like, you know, talking bad about a certain race, regardless if it's white, black, Hispanic. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what it is. You have to downgrade a certain race to make another place or something seem better. And it's just because you just don't have any game. Then I have a problem with that. And I'm not saying all passport bros is like that. The ones that are like that is who I have a problem with. The ones that are just doing it because, hey, it's easier on that side. Hey, do what you want to do.
I mean, what you're saying for the most part is essentially what I'm saying. I'm just adding in the...
You said weak, and I don't think they're weak for that.
To me. It just, you don't have to. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Just my
but isn't weak like a negative connotation to that man? You making that man weak is negative, right? And I don't like the fact, I just said I don't like the fact of downplaying a certain situation because they did it something opposite than you.
Okay, so I'm saying it as.
You can't say weak. That's just not, there's nothing positive about the word weak when explaining to somebody.
You are taking you are attempting to take the easiest route possible strictly for sex.
For your end result.
I think that's weak.
How?
Because you can pay a prostitute over here if you just want sex, just pay the prostitute over here. Why you had to go way overseas to do that?
Because that's the route he took. I mean, how is that?
That's
weak?
Fine.
I don't think you can make someone's path, the route they take, weak because you just wouldn't do it. You just say, hey, I just wouldn't do that. Just say, hey, I just wouldn't do that. That'd be more respectful because if he come back and say, hey, well, I think you just a simp because you staying over here and paying all this money for these women to go on dates or doing this, then you're going to take offense to that, right?
I think it's weak.
You just can't.
I feel
what you're saying, though, 1,000%, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think that what's weak about it is the categorization. You know, it's kind of similar to how women do in terms of black men. Black men don't take care of their kids. Black men trifling. They all going to cheat on you. They all going to finesse you. They trying to sleep on your couch. They trying to drive your car. Like, there's a notion about black men in terms of us not being great leaders, in terms of, you know, it's just a lot of different things. And then they tie all black men into that category. And I feel like that's what a lot of those guys do. Now, again, what Kenny's saying in terms of the guys that just, hey, man, it just ain't working for me, big dog. I've been here 10, 12 years. I took one trip over there and found a woman that that love me to death. You see what I'm saying? So now this is where I'm going now. I don't really see too much of a issue with that. Would I do it? No, but it's not my plight. We don't have the same plight. But my issue is with the categorization. All American women are this. Mm-hmm. All American black women do this. That's just not true. It's 150 million women in this country, and you, my good sir, have not dated not even close to majority of these women. You've dated the women that are in your local neighborhood and things of that nature, but it's just ironic that you would rather leave a country before you even leave the city and go try to get something else or go try to talk to something else. So that's the delusion for me in that aspect. And then the insulting of my intelligence in terms of saying, you know, I'm out here I'm looking for a wife, looking to marry, looking for this, looking for that. Most of these dudes that claim to be passport bros are not married. That's established that, even the older ones that have been doing, I've been doing it for 20 years. I ain't part of the new fad. Yeah, and you're still not married either. So don't insult my intelligence with the intentions of why you're going over there. You're going over there to get the ass. Let's accept that. Let's lean into that. Let's speak in full disclosure.
That's my only thing. Mm-hmm. Don't be lazy with it.
Yeah, so that's the part that's weak to me. Now, if you just saying, hey, look, I'm going over there, big dog, it's easy to smash, baby. I'm going over there to do my thing. I can't do nothing but respect that. Salute to you for that. But don't insult my intelligence for one, and don't categorize all women the same for two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's my only thing. Because there's so many different women and so many different types of women out here that's just not true. Even in the space, in the red pill space, that's why I get on them about.
starts doing the same thing. Oh, all these women masculine, all these women this, all these women that. I ain't got no options. That is not true. The women that you want, the women that you aspire and wish that they would accept you may be like that. But those women don't want you. So now because they don't want you, you're going to, you know, I guess, going to crusade against all women based on the women that don't want you. It's plenty of different types of women. If you a nerd and you grew up watching anime or whatever, they got anime conventions with millions of women that go to anime conventions every single year. There are different types. But y'all get on these platforms and complain about the City Girls. You get on these platforms and complain about the Cardi B's and the Young Miami's and the things of that nature. If y'all don't want these women that much, why do y'all spend so much time complaining about them? I have the same issue with them because, again, people not being honest with themselves. So that's my only take. But in terms of, you know, going to get the results that you want, man, you, bro, however, you know, again, our plight is not the same. Fact is that us sitting in this room, we just going to be bluntly honest. It's not that hard for us to.
It's very hard for me.
Get women. That's just, well, you know, maybe Kenny. But aside from him, it's not that hard for us to get interest in women. So we can never understand that plight to an extent that they going through. Now that they may have tried 5-6 different women, but again, rejection cuts you every single time you get it.
I feel it. But
it's like, you know, again, for us to just judge them, and again, that they're not doing none of the bad stuff that we talked about. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's wrong, and it took me a minute to understand it, because I used to feel like, oh, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Goofies, man, what the hell y'all on? But then when I hear the explanation, I'm just like, damn, okay, I get it. And the reason I can't say, okay, you right, is because my plight is different, and I got to acknowledge the difference in the plight. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, mine is really more just really with the sex. That's what I'm kind of honing in on, because it's if you love to travel, you love to experience life and all that stuff, cool. I'm with it. Do your thing. But I'm just saying, like, simply, it's just like you just act like this woe is me. And I heard about, you know, I heard through the grapevine that over here is where it's at.
Right.
All you got to spend is X amount of dollars and it can go further. Or all you got to spend is X amount of dollars and I can, you know, get 2-3 of them, whatever. To me, that's what I don't agree with. Because If it's strictly like physical, you can do that here. If it's strictly physical, but I mean, it's gonna be various reasons why people are traveling and want to date and all that stuff. And I get it. But it's big people, it's overweight people, it's short people, it's all type of people that have somebody. Mm-hmm. So like that's what I'm saying is like, you know, all different types of people that have somebody that they're either dating or married to, all shapes and sizes and colors. So to say. For me to say that you got to go over there because there's nothing here, and you're going strictly for physical, that's what I just don't agree with.
You can still
do your thing.
You can disagree with it. I just don't feel you have to say that they're weak.
I think it's weak. You can get a prostitute.
Oh, okay.
You can get a prostitute.
But even on that point,
maybe you want something foreign.
No, no. Yes. But look though, even on that point, in terms of you can get the prostitute here, this, that, and the third. Prostitution here, maybe what? I mean, I don't know the prices, but let's just throw a number out there, $100.
$100.
To get what it is that you want to get. It's probably cheap over there. Well, not probably. What? It is cheap over there. So, again, you would look at it as a plane ticket
to get out there.
All right. But you would look at it as if, not if you're moving, like they claim to be doing. This is going to be my new location. So, now I'm in a situation. I mean, it's just like a house, right? I can have a neighborhood that I want to move in, but shit, the house is $800,000 over here. But if I go to, you know, the suburb or another city or whatever, I get the same house for $200. Can you blame that man for wanting to move there and go stay in a house that's $200 in comparison to paying the $8?
He's weak because he went to go there.
It's the same. It's just like stay there and make more money. It's just, again, you're going to go to
house
a situation that's most convenient for you.
I get that house and Poontang, two different things.
Well, I mean, a prostitute, I mean, most prostitutes don't look good. If I go to Brazil and get a bad one, or some with 7 and above for that, hopefully it's clean. You can, you know, I hope there's testing out there, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Get a bad one on my shoulder for cheaper. Come on now.
But here's the thing too. Like most affordable prostitutes. That's kind of crazy.
You can't even call them prostitutes. If you're talking about good looking women,
sex workers.
You want a good looking woman to have sex with. Escorts are extremely high.
That's what I was going to say. Now, low level on the street, you might get something for the low. But
you
going to
get something
of,
for real.
In terms of,
goddamn, you're going
to get two things. But what I'm saying is this, right?
for the women that those men want. Because it's another thing that we got to be honest about as well. And it's another thing that kind of angers me about the red pill. The same way that they accuse women only want the top 10% of men, men want the top 10% of women in terms of looks as well. Don't matter where he is in his financial plight, don't matter how he look, don't matter what his lifestyle is, he still feels like I should be able to walk outside and pull me a damn Angela Simmons or whoever they feel like is the most attractive person at the time. Right. Oprah. So in that situation, most men, in old analogy, they don't want the low level prostitute. I want the
cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. And that costs some bread. But I can go across seas and get a woman who looks just as good or better than her for the low level prostitution price.
That's understandable.
That's all. You know what I mean? So again, people are gonna do what's most convenient for them. I used to feel that way in terms of how old I feel, but the older I get and the more I hear about it, it's like, all right, I see. Look, but again, we're not advising prostitution. Disclaimer.
For real, not doing
like
that.
Like the old men say. I hear you.
But he's still a weed.
I hear you. I hear you. No, but to Paris' point, too, I think another thing, too, is just, I don't know. So, as a woman, mm-hmm. if you don't even like that person in the first place, I don't see why that would bother you. But
I agree
then
with that.
Going back to kind of what y'all was saying, too, like, everybody going to react differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you know you wouldn't even entertain this person, like, why do you spend so much energy trying to, you know, come back on them or tear them down or
I got
pull this, pull that, you know what I'm saying, or blast them?
I got a perfect guess for you. Stop right there.
What's up?
I gotta apologize to Kenny for my take earlier on this specific thing.
Uh-oh.
Like I said, if the motherfucker is undesirable, mm-hmm. then that why do you even care?
Mm-hmm.
And I equate it to this. We have a podcast in which we upload clips and things of that nature, right? Mm-hmm. And most of these comments, we get a lot of love, mm-hmm. right? People showing us love. But fact is, on a lot of these posts, we get people who disagree with us saying or disagree with what we say or say something that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all be in the comments arguing back and forth with these people a lot of times. And these people would be equitable to the people that we saying are undesirable, people we saying that we shouldn't give a damn about what they say. But y'all still be in them comments, 10 comments deep, arguing back and forth on theory and things of that nature. Why do you care in that aspect? If you that far up, you don't give a damn what this person say. You don't even know this person. This person look undesirable, hating all type of shit. But in your head, you like, ain't got to do with it. It's the principle. Under my comments saying this, saying that, and you still arguing back and forth with them. So the same thing could be said about the other way around. They may find these men undesirable, but it's the principle of you downplaying me, and I feel obligated to speak out the same way y'all go back and forth with them people in the comments. Now, I don't handle it that way.
Me either.
Y'all, but y'all do. So are we to judge y'all for doing that?
I put the filter.
That's all I'm saying.
No, hell, it's still.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel you, but it's different.
It ain't.
It's similar. We parallel, but it ain't the same. Only because from what this is you like. Some of these people are uprooting their lives to go across seas. This is just I'm just answering a comment to somebody that clearly didn't even they heard the first three words mm-hmm. and then they just want to go and oh no.
But
well, we can't speak to specifics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Specifics.
We can. I said specifics.
Specifics. But what we're saying is this, right, is that, like, damn it, because you actually agree with us on the point of, okay, if the man is, you know, solid, or not, you didn't agree all the way, but you agreed somewhat. If the man is not disparaging the women and he's mm-hmm. just going over there and just doing his thing in terms of getting married and I'm trying to just go find what's best for me, you agree with said, okay, that's cool.
Or even if you just outright say, yo, I'm going over here to get some cheeks.
Right.
But you still
so
said
you
that
agree
was
with
weak.
That. But
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Because you was honest.
Right.
I still think it's weak, but you was honest.
Right. That's so the main vitriol comes from the disparaging comments that they say about the women on the way over there.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Yes.
But in my podcast analogy, it's the same way. These people be under there, say, oh, are they even married? Or why he got the nerve to talk like that? Da, 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 da. And again, these are women that you would never even acknowledge in public, or men that you would never even be in the same room with. You shouldn't even be looking me in the eyes. You're not worthy of a conversation with me. But yet y'all giving it to them. You know what I'm saying? So again, and it's strictly because
I'd be bored.
Whatever your reason,
I like to entertain sometimes.
Rationalize it however you may, but the fact is, you shouldn't be doing it if these people are as irrelevant as you say they are.
They need to listen.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel.
So, I mean, you know, and again, I had the thought about it when we first started the conversation, but the more I thought about it, I was like, damn. Because that's true. Even on Twitter, like, in certain situations back in the day to where, man, I shouldn't be going back and forth with this person. But they said it. Let me make an example. Mm-hmm. It's just strictly an ego or whatever, just me responding, you know what I'm saying? But I should have never entertained it. Even in this YouTube space, it was a situation that I ain't going to speak to, that I should have gave no light, but I did. And, you know, gave them fodder and content to use for weeks and shit like that. So, yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. Last one, man. This is from Peyton, Patreon. All right. She says, I've been watching your catalog and I've seen a few people include their Instagrams. My Insta is Peyton Gabrielle. That's Peyton, PAYT0NGABRIELLE. Also, to add more context, I'm looking for something serious and dating for marriage. The two boyfriends in college didn't work out because the first one, I wasn't comfortable or appreciative of the stability that he provided. Mm. He also didn't like that I was becoming Greek, and I chose my involvement over our relationship. Mm. I was at fault for the relationship ending, and I've learned so much from that situation and grown out of the want for toxic or unstable relationships. The second one was longer and more serious, but I caught him getting to know other women. He was texting them, being very mean to me, calling me annoying, saying my breath stank. It didn't.
I'm sorry.
And it started being...
They caught me off guard.
It started being shady about his whereabouts.
What? Who says your breath stinks to a woman in an argument? I ain't never heard that.
Bitch, your breath stinks.
Look, your breath really stinks. You need to go get that checked out. That back tooth is calling. That back tooth is calling. Because I ain't never heard no man say, hey, your breath stank.
Oh, my God.
You're annoying and your breath stank. Hey, your breath probably really stank.
That's a crazy combination.
You need to go get checked out. But I'm sorry.
But yeah, so she
just
got to
be honest.
She was saying he was texting them. He was being very mean to me, calling me annoying, saying my breath stank, and quote unquote, it did not. Or just avoiding me altogether and started being shady about his whereabouts. So I guess she's asking... Peyton, I don't really know what the question is. She says she's looking for something serious and dating for marriage. And then she got to speaking on the downfall of the past two marriages and things of that nature. So I'm guessing.
What should she do in the next one?
Yeah, what should she do in the next one?
Go see a dentist.
All right, that's it. That's a wrap.
Listerine, Listerine.
That is insane.
He had that toothbrush for the last year.
Mentos, fellas, Brandon, baby, borderline.
Mentos.
Well, I seen the commercial in my head while you was. I seen it in my head.
Oh my God.
The fresh breath maker.
Right.
Oh my God.
I think.
Get a cool mint patty.
I think you learned what you needed to learn. You basically told us, like, hey, I put Greek over my man in the first situation, and that ended it. And I was selfish, and I learned from that. And then you say the second situation was longer, but, you know, bro started wilding. He started, you know, being shady about his whereabouts. He started being mean to you. He started disregarding you and things of that nature. But, you know, in terms of advice, I mean, I don't really know what to say. I mean, it's kind of hard to, like, we don't know how old you are. We don't know where you at. We don't know, you know, a lot. But, I mean, we could give you a cliche answer, but I don't really want to give you a cliche answer. Terms of, like, okay, knowing your worth, setting your boundaries, things of that nature. Like, I think you know that. So
it just ain't work out.
Yeah, but you know, in terms of, you know, prioritize your man. Another cliche answer, but you know, a lot of women drop the ball on that. You literally picked your Greek pledging situation over your man.
And I guess that dude, he ain't trying to come back, because that's why you. I spin the block.
Yeah, man, I got to spin the block and tap.
That breath was stinking,
but he might raise the price on it though. You chose Greek over me, so I don't know what you're going to do going forward. Woo!
Yeah, shit, that's life. You only had two boyfriends, hey? Time to go on next one. I wouldn't just give up. I mean, shit happens.
You've had a good example, you've had a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, study the game tapes. Take what you can from them. Do not repeat the same mistakes. But, you know, just most importantly, man, just prioritize your man. I think that's stated a lot, and a lot of women say they do it, but they don't really do it. they don't prioritize the man in ways in which he sees value in. I think you got to find out what that man sees value in and prioritize him in that way, not what you see value in, not what you think he should see value in. What does he see value in? And then you find ways to deliver that to him. You find ways to be useful in that man's life. Like, you know, Beyonce got a song called Irreplaceable. You need to find a way to be that in terms of, you know, dealing with that man. And that type of, if you become that man is going to be way less willing to get rid of you, or that's way less willing to walk away from the situation.
That's something disrespectful.
It was, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, if you adapt those qualities, you're going to have way more success. But most women don't do that. Most women feel like, man, I come to the relationship and he should love me for me. He should accept me for me, for who I am. I'm dope. I'm funny. You know, I'm sex. I cook. I clean. I this, I that. He should appreciate those things about me, and that should make him want to stay. And that's it. That's all I need to bring. And a lot of those women end up single. So learn your man, prioritize your man, and you're gonna fare better off. But, you know, if you're only two relationships in, man, you got a lot of experience to go through. You got a lot to learn. But just, you know, again, study the game tapes. Don't repeat the same mistakes. That's all I can give you right now.
Go to the dentist.
That too.
She probably like 26.
Go get that breath checked out.
She probably like 26 or something. She's had a couple years. Was her second relationship?
Yeah. She said it was long.
The first one was Greek. So yeah, she might be like 26, 27.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. On that note, we're going to wrap this thing on up, man. appreciate everybody for tuning in. Crusader Nation, man. Salute to the Patreon.
You must not know about me.
Salute to all of the platforms.
Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
But yeah, all the platforms growing at a crazy pace, man. We appreciate y'all. We just cracked 200 on Instagram. Let's get at another round of applause. YouTube is not far behind. Just cracked 20,000 on Facebook. I think 440,000 on TikTok. So you know, again, man, we appreciate y'all. This thing is growing at a rapid pace, and we're gonna keep our foot on their neck. We're gonna keep adding to the pot. And, you know, just keep being influential out here, man. But, you know, I want to thank everybody that pull up to all of the live streams, and, you know, for the people who respond and comment under all of the clips, and, you know, just, you know, people that's sharing the clips, sending them through text messages to their men and to their group chats, and, you know, people that got podcasts that's using our clips for topics and things that we appreciate all that, man.
And shouting us out.
Facts. Yeah, and tagging us. That's right. Because all that stuff spreads the message around, you know. On this platform, we promote positivity. We done with the gender war situation. That's not what we on. We want to see people in fruitful relationships out here building and, you know, doing what the hell they supposed to be doing. So if you're on that type of wave, lock in, tap in with us. You know, if not, find somewhere else to go. It's as simple as that. Merchandise. This new hoodie will be available Tuesday that y'all see me rocking. Get a good look. Appreciate it. Y'all tap in, crewseason.com. All the other merch that the guys got on and the other merch you've seen us wear, all of it is available on crewseason.com.
Are we modeling right now?
Yes. I need Vogue. I need dancing. I need all of that.
This is when I pull my dick out.
Strobe lights.
What are them? Hell no. but again, man, salute to everybody that done supported, everybody that done bought merch. Hopefully everybody got it by now. I think a couple orders came in today. I'm going to fill those. So y'all going to have y'all stuff this week, man. But thank y'all. Everybody that done showed us any type of love, we appreciate
it. For sure.
Mm-hmm. On that note, we're going to get the hell up out of here with a record. Hold on. Called Studio Gangster by Marquise Clay. Is that
Marcus Clay.
Marcus Clay.
H-Time.
Salute to the H, man. Marcus Clay, Studio Gangster, man. We appreciate y'all. We gone.
Try to stiffen my image like rheumatoid. Arthritis tension exhibiting through these bars. Shit, I was just a nigga with vision to take it far. Born towards later December, my heart resembles the winter. When I look in the mirror, I see my only contender. Long nights in a sprinter, city to city just to put on for mine. Even though them niggas back home be friends sometime. Oh well.
I recognize the difference. Yeah. That's what you get when bitterness and ignorance is mixed in. Yeah. It's not a pleasant image. I've been sipping on the 42 like 7 sixes. Smoke the best to suppress the friction. What is this? Damn, is this what success all about? A bunch of niggas yapping like bitches with big mouths, and I'm not even close to where a nigga's supposed to be. That's why I'm grateful for the colors niggas showing me. Microphone, gangsta, studio, gangsta. You the one that's acting like you putting on, ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones, ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song, ain't you? Microphone, gangsta, studio, gangsta. You the one that's acting like you putting on, ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones, ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song, ain't you? The game is to be sold, never told. I first heard those words at 12 years old. Listening close to older niggas' combos left me exposed to shit that I had never known. Was forced to deploy without the choice to retreat. Monkey on my back distracting me from reaching my peak. Abruptly brushing the dirt from both of my shoulders to become the beholder and watch my cup running over. Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, please protect me from Judas. I ain't trying to show these niggas that I'm actually ruthless like Ice Cube and MC Ren. Just watch me, Eric, right these wrongs. I was young like Andre, waking up in the morn to a yellow sun. Somehow I found the moon near. I'm tired of making resolutions for the new year and end up not following suit. That's like Curry forgetting to follow through when he shoot. I dropped the hue in his boot. I'm seeing flying colors. The only goal is to inspire others. Live by my own belief like Ronald Hubbard. Bear witness to listen to what the sick say. Senseis greet me as Mr. Miyagi in clay. Microphone, okay. Gangsta, studio, gangsta. You the one that's acting like you putting on, ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones, ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song, ain't you?
Sometimes it takes shit like this. You niggas. You niggas. You know what? Let me talk to him. Yo.
Back against the wall, hands dirty but still scuffled. Fuck yous up to the critics and their rebuttals. Groomed by the hands of God, I'm about to bubble. I will never spare the rod or pop the bubble. I keep a small circle cause niggas will try to touch you, kill you, watch you mold like mildew. But I'm huncho bills, they getting cutthroat ill. But I'ma get back even, live from the Black Beacon with Max squeezing. Bullets tap, tap, tap for backpack rap. This for my uncle in his cell with his back on max. I just pray that he get back on track. Crooked systems and crooked devils, they coincide. Open the door to hell and tell you go inside. Immortalized on obituaries and love and memory. I'm pouring up the Henny, rest in peace, my nigga Nipsey. And everybody's sleeping deeply. I do it for y'all. I can't let the game defeat me, so I'm stuck in a brawl. I had to run from the law, ducking under the lights. I seen the ugliest nights. Panther running in the jungle from the sun up tonight. And they don't wanna put their gun up to fight. They rather run to Instagram and brag on how they killed the man. Real shooters moving mind silence. And where these niggas reside, you can't even find violence. That shit got my mind wildin'. Microphone, gangsta, studio, gangsta. You the one that's acting like you putting on, ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones, ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song, ain't you? Microphone, gangsta, studio, gangsta. You the one that's acting like you putting on, ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones, ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song, ain't you? Bitch ass nigga.